Hey, what's poppin', everybody? Boy, the Facebook Live people got a treat. They got to hear the phone ringing.
We should start on Facebook Live before the show starts more often. You can see the magic behind the show.
As long as I know about it.
No, it's fun when no one knows.
No, that's not good. I'll be canceled.
Especially Brandon. you wouldn't be canceled.
Canceled for
what?
I'll speak my real mind. Say
you
something
do
terrible.
Anyway.
We were trying to call Thomas A. Mazoway on birthday number 58 because no one loves their birthday more than Maz. And we were going to celebrate with some things that are old. And then we're going to go on and have the show. And he didn't answer his phone. No, he knew we were calling.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I told him. I said, we're going to call you at 4:15. Is that okay?
And we're a little late. We're 10 minutes late. He's got things to do.
He's in the middle of a Leave It to Beaver or Mr. Ed. Can't be bothered.
Sure. I guess.
We'll try again. I don't know if the Facebook Live crowd will be lucky enough to hear this. We'll try him again after the theme song. Lover's Lane, we're on Facebook Live. We're in the Deals in the D.com studios, of course. And Lover's Lane has three ways to shop for all your sex essentials. 35 store locations, loverslane.com, and the all-new sexdrive.com. Sexdrive.com features high-quality sex toys, vibrators, fun and exciting couples toys, and the most erotic apparel anywhere. Try something new in the bedroom by checking out sexdrive.com, powered by Lover's Lane. And the Weinstein jury is now out.
Mm-hmm.
How long is this going to take, and what will the verdict be?
I think it'll be fast. I think it'll be guilty.
Maybe. Fast?
Yeah, I really do. With so many women testifying.
I hope so.
Testifying?
I would almost say that
check this out, man. Judge should be like, guilty. Peace.
Those are some good character
Amen.
Witnesses.
I'm going to guess...
I'll be fake faints, too. It would be great if he just clutches the table and collapses on it.
I'll tell you, if you think that I'm capable of just losing it, there is something that could happen that would make me lose it. And that would be Weinstein's attorneys immediately appealing and the judge letting him stay out pending appeal. Or, you know... Or sentencing him and saying, well, you know, let's let him go home and get his affairs in order. Like, remember, cause.
Yeah. Oh, they will, though. Don't you think they'll let him out?
That's crap. That's total crap. Why? They don't do that for other people.
Because he's got a lot of money and really good attorneys.
But he's already benefited from all that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try not to get mad. But I will be really mad. Let me see if Maz answered me. I thought this was going to be such a great treat for the Facebook Live crew.
Some people are saying he's time vampire.
You blew
show.
It!
He is. You want to try him again, Brandon?
He's not even here, and the time is just vampiring away.
It is true. Trump had some pardons and commutations today that have some people excited and angry.
Oh, man. Thrilled about Blagojevich. That's great.
Now, Blagojevich is a Democrat.
No, but more importantly, he was a contestant on The Apprentice.
Oh, that's true.
So okay. It's very, very unfair.
New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick.
That one actually really is kind of shocking, isn't it?
I don't remember
eight
exactly.
Convictions, tax fraud, federal tax fraud.
No, he seemed like an incredible scumbag.
Yeah.
Edward DeBartolo, the 49ers owner, which he's getting praise from Jerry Rice and all kinds of people.
Jerry Rice is at the White House.
And then he pardoned Michael Milken, who's been out forever. The junk bond king?
Yeah, why did he do that?
I don't know. And there's seven others, I believe, that we don't know that well. Anyway,
basically,
let's try Maz.
If you're a criminal, he's a good guy to know because he's president and doesn't care. Like most presidents.
Yeah. The thing I do like about it is instead of doing it on the last day when... No one can.
What does it matter? I mean, does it really matter?
No, I like it better because Clinton did it on the last day, and you couldn't even bitch at him while he was president.
Well, everybody's done it on the last day. Everybody does, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it shouldn't be judged just like it's any day.
And every president does it. In fact, it was pretty big in the 60s and 70s. They were pardoning like 2,000, 3,000 people.
Yeah, it's a long list.
I always thought, though, when it happened, with the exception of a few, there was at least enough question about it. you know, about the case. Were people knocking on the door to get Blagojevich out?
I don't know. I'm confused by that. I mean, but he was on The Apprentice, so you can't, you know, he knows him personally.
I like the Sheriff Joe Arpaio one that he did before he even went to trial.
That was interesting. Yeah. Denise Rich, or not Denise Rich, Mark Rich
yeah.
was
very
bad.
Questionable one, yeah.
Okay, you got your song
I don't
ready?
Think he's going to answer. I called him a few times already. Yeah.
Hi, you reached Tom Basil.
Oh, that time he just sent you straight to voicemail.
Yeah.
What?
He doesn't want anything to do with us. It's clear he hates us.
What? He's going to call in. Is he going for a time vampire? Is he working on that?
Maybe.
Okay.
Oh, happy birthday, Maz.
Who was the guy that Clinton pardoned? Maybe it was Mark Rich.
Where he was the bad one.
Hillary
yeah.
Clinton's brother made $450,000.
I believe it was Mark Rich.
That was bad.
Yeah.
But that's one guy, I mean. Anyway.
Well,
right.
This is getting a lot of speculation of Kwame. Kwame's trending right now because of this. Kwame Kilpatrick is trending because there's a lot of people who are upset that Kwame had a longer sentence than Blagojevich.
Yeah. He wasn't on The Apprentice, though. Was he? I don't think he was.
No, not that I know of.
Kwame would have been gold on The Apprentice.
He would have been great.
He would have been.
Probably would have won.
Okay, there's some rock and roll news.
And then stole a bunch of money.
Hell yeah. Foo Fighters are at Little Caesars Arena May the 16th. That's a Saturday. That's exciting.
Oh, that'll be a good show.
It's exciting.
If you haven't seen them live, they're definitely worth the price of admission.
Korn and Faith No More.
Yep.
The 10th of September at DTE. Also on the 10th, is that 9-10 for Primus?
No, Primus is June 26th.
Okay.
At the Michigan Lottery Amphitheater. But the weird thing about that, and I love Primus, is that they're performing A Farewell to Kings, the Rush album, in its entirety. Which, okay, I just think when I want to go see Primus, I want to see Primus play Primus songs. No.
Yeah.
Rush songs.
I agree. I don't know that fan base well enough to know. Is there crossover in the two fan bases?
I wouldn't
Doesn't
think
seem
so.
Like it.
I wouldn't think so, but you know what? It's their show and they love Rush, so cool. Good for you, Les.
And then I'll mention this one because I love these guys. Steve Martin and Martin Short at Michigan Lottery Amphitheater on 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys can play Michigan Lottery Amphitheater?
What is that hole?
Oh, Hall Financial Hotline is wide open. I think somebody's calling in. Just hit him with it right away, Brandon. What? Is it a fake call?
Seems about right.
Or is that the Hall Financial Hotline?
Seems about right.
What's going on
here? Can we just lop off the first half of
Hello?
The show? What a disaster.
Hello.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
He's gonna know who this is.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Maz.
Thanks, Drew. Thanks, Dan.
Did you know who that was singing?
Was it Kate Smith?
No, you know, that's a good guess. It was Mrs. Miller.
Mrs. Miller?
Yeah.
How could I have missed that?
See, you know who Mrs. Miller is?
I don't.
Okay, you don't?
No.
I'm shocked because you love things that are old.
I know. That's really old. That's like Victrola old.
It's pretty old. She did have a greatest hits LP she put out, though, in the late 60s with some great tracks.
Really? Late 60s?
Yeah, she did Groovy Kind of Love.
Nice.
She did Downtown by Petula Clark.
Downtown. Love Petula Clark.
And, you know, Tom, we have something very special for you, too. Do we have Donnie?
Yeah, Donnie Osmond actually called the show today, Maz.
This is not easy to pull
this
off.
This is for you. Yeah, this cost some money.
Are you kidding?
Happy birthday, Tommy. This one's for you.
It's personalized.
It's phenomenal.
Wow, I like the way he goes up an octave on that.
He's really feeling it.
How cool.
Man, that's my guy. Thanks, guys.
No, it's no problem, Az. You know what I was wondering, though?
Hey, Tommy. Guess
oh, another
what,
one?
Tommy? It's your birthday. You probably knew that,
Matt
Tommy.
Matt Farley did one for him?
He did. Yeah, it cost us a lot of money.
Happy birthday, Tommy.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday.
Lots and lots of cake. Lots and lots of presents. Blow out the candles. Birthday fire.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Tommy. Tommy.
Wow, how about that, Maz?
That's beautiful. Thank you.
I don't want to start anything, Maz, but some people are wondering where you were the first time we called. First two or three times.
I was in Bath and Body Works, and I guess I didn't hear the phone ring.
What are you doing at Bath and Body Works? Cashing in a coupon?
Cashing in a coupon.
Gift certificate?
Hurry up and buy!
I was cashing in. I was buying some lotion and some herbs.
Were you treating yourself on your birthday?
Well, I just happened to be out here at McComb Mall. I figured I'd drop in. I always love the smell of that place. Try out some lotion.
That is a man with a lot of time on his hands.
Puts the lotion on its skin.
I don't understand. Why wouldn't you be at the airport shopping for that stuff?
Yeah, they have lotion.
I'm going to the airport on Friday. I'm going down to Lakeland.
Oh, are you? You mean for NRM?
Yeah, I'm going down. I'm going to hang out for the weekend and catch some Tiger baseball.
How many shows are you doing?
I'm going to do two shows.
Really?
Yeah.
Is Clarence going?
No, Clarence is not going. He's got military duty this weekend.
Is there any staff going with you?
Yeah, there's got to be a
Just me. Just me and Dan Dickerson will be down there. I'll hang with him.
Who's going to handle all the technical stuff?
Oh, we got an engineer down there.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Nice naming of my name.
Baseball as a kid.
I don't know the name. I know.
You're such a big stuffer. You don't even know the little people's names. That's a shame.
They got a lot of bodies over there.
I'll know them when I get down there and introduce myself. I'll know them.
Well, I'm intrigued to see how you pull this off, Maz, because those things are always tricky. You know.
I know.
Far from home.
I know.
Do you anticipate at least one engineering mistake or two?
Oh, easily. I'll never forget one time back in the 12 station 1270. I went down there with the 1270 guys, and they could not get us on the air. We had to do the first hour on the phone.
Ooh,
it probably sounded great.
I'm sure it did. It was really, really top of the line broadcast.
And whenever that happens, someone is always way more pissed than everybody else.
Of course. I know.
Who was the person who was most pissed?
The engineer back at 1270. Yeah. And I, for the life of me, I can't remember his name. It was Ed. I just can't remember his last name. He was pissed.
Someone commented on Facebook Live. We're on Facebook Live, Maz. How cool is that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, we are live. Someone commented that McComb Mall smells. That doesn't smell that good. It smells more like obsolete.
No. McComb Mall is one of the better malls that are out there. They reinvented this place.
All right, top five malls, Tom, go.
Top five malls. Good. 12 Oaks, McComb, Oakland, which is dying.
Oakland?
And my old favorite, which is dead, Eastland, back home.
What was number one?
12 Oaks and Somerset.
Okay.
Somerset. Okay.
What about Partridge Creek? Yeah.
Yeah, Partridge Creek.
Yeah. What about Great Lakes Crossing?
Yeah.
Great Lakes Crossing, you know, snubbed.
I do love Great Lakes Crossing. Can I put that as number one?
Okay.
What about Briarwood in Ann Arbor? Snubbed.
No Lakeside.
I only went to Briarwood a couple of times, but it's not bad.
Okay. Man, you love malls.
I like where the food court is there. The food court is kind of like tucked away.
Top five food courts. Go!
Somerset, for sure. That's number one. Oh, leave me alone, will you?
Somerset does have two Starbucks, though, in it. Does that knock down their rating in the malls?
Oh,
they have a Chick-fil-A.
It does, and they also have a Chick-fil-A, which there's usually 50, 60 people in line waiting to get something.
How do we find so much silliness to talk about with Maz? It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, I'm just a wealth of knowledge, bro.
Who would ever say that blank ball is one of the top malls?
No, he was excited to answer it, which I have to have some kind of respect for that, man. I think that's kind of cool.
I kind of put myself in like that game show mode, you know, and you got to just spit out those things. Got to spit them out.
Yeah, it's like you're in the feud
style.
Absolutely. Yeah. So people are asking, what is a Tom Mazzway birthday celebration like? No one likes birthdays better than you. What does today entail?
Well, I got to tell you, today is kind of like a blah kind of day. It's a Tuesday, first of all. You know, I can't stand Tuesdays. Yes. It's such a nondescript day.
It's not in your top 5 days.
It's not. It's totally
top five days, go.
Definitely Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Thursday, Wednesday.
Saturday, a Friday over Saturday. I like that. Or no. Saturday over Friday, huh?
Sounds like
Saturday
a case of the Mondays.
I do have a case of the Mondays.
What about the birthday, though? There's got to be something going on.
It's kind of a blah day. Like I said, the kids are all doing something tonight, so I'm kind of like just chilling. I'll be heading home in a few minutes. No big dinner plan tonight. It's kind of just one of those days that's going to go by. I'm 58 today, which is, I can't believe I'm 58.
Tom, some people are saying that birthdays are just another day.
Not to me. Not to me.
But that description sounded like it was just another day.
I congratulated my mother, of course, on having me 58 years ago.
Wow.
Gross.
Is that a tradition?
Gross.
It is. And I'm like, Mom, do you believe 58 years ago...
I went through your vagina.
You were in all pain. And I popped out of you.
Popped out.
Does she like that?
My mother almost bled to death.
What?
Yeah.
How do we not know this?
I wasn't that big of a baby. I was only 7.5 pounds, but I guess I was a breech baby. I came out, ass first, or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's probably something old in the womb that you were attached to.
Probably. You didn't want to leave. You didn't want to leave. That's what it was.
It was the oldest thing you knew.
It was change.
I hate change.
All right, Maz, before we let you go, I thought we'd offer an obligatory shout out, which we normally don't do, of course.
Of course.
Abby, is there anything really you want to shout out to?
Not really. I'm going to shout out to the Rap with Maz.
The Rap with Maz, okay. That's a good shout out.
All right. That's about it. Just thanks, everybody, for all the well wishes. And if you guys could play a Monster Mash for me, that would be wonderful. Okay.
Cindy, it's not that big a birthday.
Cindy on Facebook Live wanted to know if you drive around to get free things on your birthday from all the people that give away free,
No, but I do have a free, I just noticed National Coney Island sent me a free shake, so I will cash that in.
All right. All right, Maz. Happy birthday,
thanks
buddy.
Thanks for calling, guys.
We'll see you, bud.
Hey, Bruce, thanks for putting Bad Boy out early.
You're welcome. I tweeted it out. Maz's favorite Beatles song.
Have a great show,
Dan. Okay, Smaz, we'll see you, bud.
See ya.
Yeah, Maz loves Bad Boy, which is one of the rare Beatle cover songs and ranks very low on their historical list.
Oh, really?
Rated, yes.
Oh, I meant to ask him, too. He was very sad about Warren Pierce leaving JR. Which that was a very sad article, actually.
I was really bummed out. I was.
It did. It bummed me out.
Well,
I think for different reasons.
First of all, he's 75.
Yeah.
And he's clinging to WJR, which they've got nothing but revenue. They don't have any audience. For some reason, people have forgotten to stop buying WJR. Or they just don't care that there's no audience. Or they think that all the audience are billionaires.
I don't know. Maybe it works for them.
They have the largest sales in Detroit radio. And you could never in a million years explain that to me based on the ratings.
I think they do have the most inventory, too, somehow.
And the most sales staff, the most inventory, you're right.
Somehow.
Yes.
I mean, everything's sponsored.
There may be a lot of price elasticity, too, in terms of the cost.
A lot of great buzzwords, aren't they?
Yeah.
I thought it was really interesting and maybe slightly unfair, not to the Felicia Sanmez, Kobe Bryant rape connection, but I thought it was a little unfair for Neil Rubin to mention in the Warren Pierce article the whole car thing at Fox 2.
Oh.
That was a little dicey than that article. But, Rubin, fantastic reporter. You got to report the facts.
No, Neil doesn't leave things out. He covers it all. You'd think he'd be kind of a homer because he's been at the Free Press forever. I want to say this about Neil. Honestly, every year, something has happened that has brought us a lot of new downloads. And Neil's article, in spite of all these people saying, nobody reads the newspapers, man, people read that. I don't know if they all read it online or how that works, but that was it was also on the front page.
An old butt buddy, are you here, Neil?
That thing, a lot of people found us through that. And then in 2018, it was Mike Clark dying.
Yeah.
In 2017, I know Fox 2 did a couple stories, and that really helped. So 2020, we need some kind of promotional thing to help us find new people.
Yeah, we got to get Michael Bloomberg on the show.
Yes, Michael Bloomberg
is... He's trying to get the word out.
He is going to be in the debate.
I know. Well, they had to let him in.
Sure they did.
Because the DNC had that rule that you have to have X amount of fundraising before you can be on a debate. And then when Bloomberg's like, I'm not taking any money. And they're like, let's change the rules. You just have to be this high in the polling.
I love how Trump's already got a new nickname, Mini Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Mini
yeah.
Mike.
And Little Mike. Little yeah, Michael,
he,
I think.
He was said. Tweeting about him today.
Mm.
And he was mad. He thinks he's using money. What? Do you remember what it said, Brandon? Because I read it to you. Just to paraphrase. Basically, he's using money to buy the election.
That'll be a titanic fight. I really think that will be.
It will be entertaining.
Two billionaires just popping off at each other. That'd be a fun debate, but I don't know if he's going to make it that far, if Bloomberg's going to win the nomination.
I think he will.
I kind of think he will.
I think he will.
I do. I want to mention Dr. Yaldo, because it's 2020, and you could be seeing 2020 without glasses and contacts, and there's only one way to do it, and that's go to Dr. Yaldo and see if LASIK is for you. Maybe multifocal implants, or maybe it's time that you need to pass by until one or the other is better served or better served to you. They've also got the frames and sunglasses and contacts and all the things. If you opt not to, or it's just not the time for it, you can still use Dr. Yaldo, our loyal advertiser. Make the call. Understand we'll be required to rid you of glasses, contacts, and reading glasses, and then decide for yourself. 800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES. Or go to the Aldo Eye Center. Okay. There's some great topics today. I mean, honestly, I got about an hour into getting ready for the show, and I was like, wow, there's so much to talk about. And I'm going to lead off with, now, some people are going to accuse us of getting into a sports topic. It's not a sports topic. And if Trudy were here, I would insist that she not Dreamweaver this, because it's about Twitter. And speaking your mind, and Aubrey Huff.
First Huff.
I'm sorry. God, I keep forgetting that. And I know he gets offended when you don't use his full name. Aubrey First Huff was on the San Francisco Giants in 2010. They won the world championship.
Because of him, if you ask him.
He has proven to be quite a dick on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I have no qualms about saying that. However, I listened to the interview on TMZ today. And I had to admit, I was a little slightly swayed by it. And I think the Giants are in a tough position. I don't know that this is a good idea, because...
So what you're talking about, they're having a reunion for the 2010 team. And the Giants said, you know, get out of here, Aubrey Huff. We don't want you here.
Yeah, he's uninvited.
And their quote was, which once again, this is the only side you hear from the Giants, is that we reached out to Aubrey Huff to let him know he will not be included in the upcoming World Series Championship reunion. Aubrey has made multiple comments on social media that are unacceptable and run counter to the values of our organization. While we appreciate the many contributions that Aubrey made to the championship season, we stand by our decision. My first thought was, and maybe it's because it was the last thing I saw him tweet about or fight about, was he was criticizing the organization for hiring a female hitting instructor. So well, I thought they probably didn't like being criticized by a former player, and they said, hey, you know what? We don't like you. You're not coming.
I don't think there's anything wrong with him criticizing them. Maybe that's, if that's what got under their skin.
There's not, but they don't have to allow him to their little stupid party.
So,
but if he's such an asshole, then why do they have him on the team?
Well, Larry Bear.
He helped them win.
The San Francisco okay. Giants, their CEO is Larry Bear. You might remember that name because we watched the TMZ video of Larry Bear pushing his wife down and fighting over that phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you
is
remember?
Is he invited?
That?
Yeah, it's his party.
It's his party.
I mean, Aubrey Huff can throw a party and not invite Larry Bear.
In fact, Larry Bear is the person who called Aubrey Huff. And Aubrey Huff thought to himself, okay, Larry's calling me today because he's going to invite me to the August 2010 World Series celebration, the 10-year celebration in August. Unfortunately, Larry said, listen, we have an issue with some of the stuff you're putting out on Twitter. And Aubrey came back and said, wait a minute, is this because I support Donald Trump and I'm a conservative? And Larry said, partially, but it's mostly because of Twitter and there's a unanimous vote. You're not allowed to be here. My hands are tied.
What? Hold on. You know, I hadn't gotten this far, but I was already thinking, let's look at the rest of the roster. Has anybody been arrested on this roster? Has anyone done anything terrible?
What's the pitcher that looks like Mitch Kramer, who won the Cy Youngs back then? Tim Lincecum got in trouble for pot.
That's not a big deal.
But I can't remember anybody else.
Shoving your wife, to say that this guy's on Twitter and he's a dick, and yet you're inviting yourself and you shove your wife.
It's his party. I don't know. If they don't want him there, who cares? Right?
Well, no, does it matter? It's not that it's not that I care. I'm going to be upset.
No, but Aubrey's making it in this big, you know, battle, this big deal, and then in the next
interview, I thought he was very reasonable.
He's like, I don't want to go.
Well, let's play the interview on TMZ. They have a bit on TMZ Sports. It's about 3 minutes long, I think. I don't know if you did. You hear a longer interview?
Yeah, I listened to the whole interview.
The radio interview is pretty good too. I thought the guys interviewing him did a really good job.
Yeah, in fact, that's where Aubrey Huff put his foot in his mouth.
Yeah,
this morning,
a couple times.
What did he say?
You want me to play it?
Yeah, play it. Sure. How long is this?
You know, that's kind of where I'm in the womb.
This is from 95.7 The Game, which is the big sports station there.
Yes, okay. From earlier today, and. This is already about 6 minutes into the conversation where he's basically saying, hey, all I do is joke around on Twitter and they're taking it too seriously. It's all because I'm a conservative. But this is what's got him in trouble today.
Coach thing. Listen, here's my deal with that. I don't believe a woman should be in men's pro sports. Absolutely not. There's so many more people, especially men that grinded it out, that deserve that spot more than she does. But I also don't believe that men belong in women's college sports or sports in general either. Why would they want to be? I wouldn't want to coach women's sports. Women are tough enough to deal with anyway. But let's be
Aubrey, do you really think right now is the time to make that joke? We're trying to have you on to present this in both lights.
Hey, man, you guys had me on. This is how I joke. If you don't like it, then you don't have to interview me.
But this you can understand why the Giants wouldn't want to bring you back.
If you don't like my Twitter, don't follow me. If you don't want to interview me, don't call me. That's kind of how I am, brother.
I'm not. They don't want to get the party, they're not inviting you. I would never follow you. What I wanted was the opportunity today to bring you on the show so we could at least hear your side. And now I'm realizing what a mistake that was. You seem like you have no remorse for any of it.
Radio.
And I'm not saying you should. Your political views are yours.
For 8 minutes.
Your views are yours, and the First Amendment's your right. But when people get outraged about the things you say when you talk about kidnapping Iranian women, it seems like you don't even bother to try and understand the other side when you want them to understand your side.
You sound upset, my friend.
Absolutely. It's extraordinarily offensive listening to you.
Well, I'm not one bit sad that you're offended. I'm sorry about that, pal. I can't do nothing about that.
I can completely understand why the Giants would want nothing to do with you. It's a shame because we came on today wanting to see your point of view. I came on today thinking, you know what? Maybe this guy, just because it's the Bay Area, they're going too hard on him. That maybe they lean a little too left here and he's getting a bad deal.
Yeah.
And now I'm regretting bringing you on because I'm thinking to myself, you know what? He's exactly the turd he makes himself out to be on social media. Hang up on him. We're done. Aubrey Huff, former San Francisco Giant, run that guy.
Oh, that's a little dramatic.
And the tweet that he had mentioned, Aubrey Huff did get in trouble for, you know, when all the Iran stuff was going down and we were bombing them and they were bombing us.
Why did he say kidnap Iranian women? I remember the tweet.
To bring him here, wasn't it? To bring him here? Like they would love it better here? I thought that was part of it.
Because women have more freedom here?
Yeah.
Well, and he deleted this.
Is that true?
Well, he said kidnap them, and so that's what pissed people off.
Well, yeah. I thought his TMZ interview was much better.
This whole thing, too, about I've never attacked anybody on Twitter.
He gets in Twitter fights. Now, he says, and I don't know, I'd love to find out if this is true or not. He says, when someone comes at me, whammo.
Well, so that's what happened with the Seth McClung argument.
Yeah,
some guy asked who the bigger turd you were on a team with, and he said, Aubrey Huff, without a doubt. And then Aubrey, you don't have the stones to at me, huh? And then goes on to call
him a pussy. True.
And Seth says, you know what, dude? Everybody hated you in the locker room. So now I'm wondering, Seth, did that happen with the Giants? Are people just exhausted by this guy?
You know, I think as far as championship teams, I think they all have assholes on them. Would the Yankees invite A-Rod?
Yeah.
He's an asshole. Well, of course they would. He cheated, too.
I know he sued his own union. My big question was, did the Red Sox invite, what's his name? Bloody Sox.
Oh, Roger.
Kurt Schilling.
Kurt Schilling?
Yeah.
But Schilling hasn't got caught with, he's been under fire for his Twitter.
He's had some pretty questionable tweets.
I know we're talking about Twitter, though. Yeah. And when Aubrey Huff says, do we have the TMZ interview?
First Huff?
It's just, Aubrey First. I'm so sorry about that. I apologize. I feel like I should be in more trouble than anyone in this story for not using
my Twitter account. If you watch it, it's a lot of it is a lot of satire in nature, and it's very heavily conservative. I'm a conservative Christian guy from Texas, and
I don't have a regular job, so I feel like I can go on there and say what I want, and that's what the First Amendment's all about. I would rather kind of not sell out my beliefs, my conservative beliefs, my values and opinions, my faith in God for a 5-second hat tip in San Francisco, right? So that's okay. Kind of where I stand.
Cool, then we're done.
Has there been a if you issue an apology, if you change your Twitter, you can come? I mean, obviously, I know you just said you won't do it anyways, stupid but if you say I'm sorry, you can come. Has there been any of that?
I'm not apologizing for something I'm not sorry for, you know? You know, I think that's where a lot of the world today is.
I kind of respect him for saying that.
You know,
stupid question.
The only thing I don't like, though, is that he's trying to turn this around and to make it some big grandiose freedom of speech being violated type thing. My belief system is being attacked. And it's like, no, they just don't want you at their stupid baseball party.
He's being attacked for a lot of his conservatism.
But look at the San Francisco.
Because he wasn't by the Giants?
No, if you go I really don't want to do a deep dive.
No,
I
understand that part. I'm just saying.
I mean, he is a Trump. He's pro-Trump.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying the Giants said, we don't want you at our dumb championship party
I don't think he cares.
He doesn't care, but
right.
Instead now he's taking that rebuff of who I am and my core belief system and making it into something bigger when the Giants just didn't want him there because he rubs a lot of people the wrong way.
Well, as he said, a hat tip versus sacrificing my beliefs as a Christian conservative.
I know, but
I respect that.
He's turning himself into the martyr. It's kind of my only problem.
I don't know. Let's play the rest of it.
Take a look at the San Francisco Giants organization, though. You get Larry Bear, the CEO, who gets in trouble for pushing a woman.
Well,
now,
I
damage
would think
control.
On that topic, I would think that he wouldn't do that just because of this.
But they're in the Bay Area, which is a super liberal area, and they want to make sure that they can fix their public image, so they hire... I mean, I'm not sure this is the reason, but it certainly helps them that they hire a female coach, which Aubrey First Tough pops off about on Twitter.
Which, believe me, a lot of people would love to say the same thing.
Sure.
Right. And I do know that, you know, they're just trying to kind of fix their public image here. And when Aubrey First Tough is coming out and he's slamming them for it, they don't want to get in more shit.
Oh, I don't think he thinks he's going to be invited. I don't think he thinks he's out to repair this.
No, so he's making it bigger than that and making himself look to be this terrible martyr.
It's also worth noting that he won another World Series in 2012, so we're going to see this again in 2 years.
Play the rest of it.
Do you think the Giants are out to destroy this guy's belief system?
No, I think they're singling him out, though.
Yeah, because they don't want him there.
Yeah. But
my life. And I know exactly the reason why. It's because I held all the things I wanted to say inside for the longest time. And the minute I started saying what I wanted to say and be who I really am as a person, all that stuff started going away. So, and I'm not going to apologize for something I'm not sorry for. This is who I am. I don't believe at my heart that I'm a bad person. I love having fun.
Did anyone order a
Twitter,
hero?
If you really look at my Twitter, I don't once attack anybody. If you come at me now with hate, I'm going to come back with you with a little locker room comeback. And you can check that on Twitter. It's always like that. So I don't really come at people. If they come at me, I tell my boys all the time who I'm raising. They're 11 and 9. If you're gonna dish it out, you better be able to take it.
Who are legitimately offended, and it hurts them, you know, emotionally.
Then I said to them, get off Twitter. Get off social media.
Yeah,
don't follow
I agree
me.
With them there.
Don't get on that. If you're that easily offended, people wonder why they don't have success in life. And first and foremost, most people, they can't take a little bit of heat. I mean, my goodness, and they're offended by everything. A lot of people wake up in the morning. That's all they do is they look for something to be offended about.
It's true.
And it's just, it's insanity. So, and I got to be honest, half the people that come at me have like 15 followers with no profile pic on their Twitter, right? So, you know who it is, you know, it's probably some kid, you know, but it's just, to me, it's if you're that miserable, it's been known that if you're spending that much time on social media, you're going to be even more miserable because it's a very negative platform in most spaces.
It seemed like you were a great locker room guy. I mean, by all accounts, have former teammates
by
reached
any
out
account.
And showed support.
Stupid question.
To boycott this World Series reunion without you. What's the?
I've talked to several teammates. They're laughing with me on it. I got to be honest with you, 80% of those guys on that team that I played with in 2010 through 2012, I'd say even the staff was conservative. But I'm not going to be that guy that's going to ask
then it's not about that.
I mean, it's a very special moment. I will
say
this.
Well, don't say anything, though.
For the reunion,
he
I
speaks
do have
out.
A trick up my sleeve.
Yeah, in a dickish kind of way.
I'd like to see how his teammates feel. If his teammates are entirely agree, then, but can they say they agree with him if they do?
No.
Or aren't they horrible people too?
They'll be persecuted as well.
The biggest thing this turd did was hit 189 with two home runs for the Tigers when we were so geeked to get him in 09.
Yeah, he didn't do much.
Oh, he's going to be great.
Well, I just would like to keep up with the, if you look at all these championship teams, I think you could find a lot of people that did a lot of objectionable things, probably a lot worse than Twitter. And what he said that struck me was, why do these people follow him on Twitter? Why do people want to expose the thing they would be most offended to something that someone says to the people that would be most offended by it, as opposed to people that follow him, who I would assume like him. I don't know why you'd follow him if you don't like him, unless you want to be offended.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because he's not breaking the law. He's not committing crimes. No, I agree. He's a jerk.
Why he can say what he wants to say.
Right. But that it's interesting. It's very interesting to me that the owner, as I remember Larry Hale, I completely forgotten about that, but that whole thing where she's trying to take his phone. Is that the thing, Brandon?
Oh, yeah.
It's better to be in charge.
Yeah, I guess it is. Absolutely. But, you know, I think if he had just gone, I'm not sure. Would it really have been a big deal if he had just showed up?
No. And they probably never thought it'd be a big deal if they just said, can you not show up?
It's not. I don't think it is a big deal.
Well, until he put that giant letter out and made himself this, you know.
What's his letter say?
Oh, his big letter?
Oh, the one that he put on Twitter?
That's what started all
honestly,
this.
Honestly, I would think to not say
if he
anything.
If
you
knew that, nobody would have known about this.
Well.
They would have gone, hey, where's Aubrey Huff? Why isn't he here?
Shouldn't people know why Aubrey Huff isn't there?
Are people, sure, if they're dying to see him.
He turns the whole thing into a political thing. It's all about Trump with him.
I don't agree with that.
No,
I don't
mean,
think it
his
helps.
Response.
I suspect that's
true. He literally says, I mean, here is his
did
response.
Anyone order a hero?
Are we talking about Huff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
First
okay.
Huff. He said 3 weeks ago, I had a call with Larry Bear. I was unanimously voted against attending the 2010 Giants World Series Championship reunion.
Oh, the players voted?
No, the board votes.
Oh, okay.
When I asked why I wasn't invited.
They voted on every player?
How do we know that?
Huff?
How does Aubrey Huff know the board vote? Who voted?
Well, because Aubrey Huff received a phone call from Larry Bear. Larry Bear said that the board unanimously voted to not allow him to attend the August 10-year celebration of the World Series. So,
I know why he said that. Because it removes him from it. Him who shoves his wife is now not making the decision, casting judgment on Aubrey Huff.
I guess.
I mean, that's one way to do it.
Just
read the rest of it. I'm sorry.
When I asked why I wasn't invited, he said that the board did not approve of my Twitter posts and my political support of Donald Trump. Then he goes into, you know, my Twitter's been, you know, it's supposed to be sarcastic, blah, blah, blah.
Are you okay?
He says, this is because of politics. I find the whole thing very hypocritical coming from a man who has had his share of real controversy for pushing his wife, for which he had to take a break from the Giants and issue a formal apology. All I did was tweet to the Giants board members who seem to think every Giants fan is a liberal. They aren't. I've had thousands of diehard Giants fans reach out to me on my social media platforms to support me. We live in a country that's under attack. Society is desperately trying to take away our First Amendment, our freedom of speech, and our freedom of political association.
Is that true? Because I feel like more people are talking than ever on both sides,
want. If you wear anything that says you're pro-Trump, you are likely to be attacked. I don't disagree with him on that.
I'm proud of what
I think it's mostly Trump, though. I don't think it's really. Well, I don't know what it is, to be honest.
I'm proud of what I accomplished in my 3 years with the Giants. I made lifelong memories, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, we don't care about
this. And I'm disappointed the Giants are so opposed to President Trump and our constitutional rights. Otherwise, let's see. Then he goes to
over,
the fans.
Over under when he gets invited to the White House.
I'd say a couple days.
Oh, he'll absolutely be invited.
He ends it with, to the fans, you were always amazing to me. And just because I might not share some of your political views, which are stupid, I still respect your right to express them. Hashtag MAGA2020. So he made it political.
Okay,
political.
Have any teammates said anything?
Not that I've seen.
Interesting.
Oh, I love that person.
I would think somebody would say something. Either, look, he was a real difficult person to get along with, or
why I wouldn't. Why would you want to be have all this?
Because I think it really
it's so stupid. Why would you want to be dragged through it?
Because it's about his. It's about do his. In my opinion, if his teammates want him there or feel he should be there, he should be there.
So far, I've seen that Pablo Sandoval
panda.
Said, the panda said, it does not surprise me he's not invited. Sometimes you have to see both ways. I hope he learns a lesson. Buster Posey had no comment. He just deferred.
You pussy.
He deferred to the Giants' decision.
Yeah, that means he doesn't want to be disinvited from the party.
Yeah, that's true.
So I haven't seen. I don't know. There might be out there, but we'll keep looking for it. In the meantime, how about some Aubrey Huff highlights?
And here it comes. Swinging a bouncing ball to shortstop. First, Huff doesn't know where to go. He never goes to second base. The throw goes to first, not in time. Unbelievable. First, Huff acted as if he'd never even seen a big league game. The ground ball went to shortstop, and Aubrey, first Huff, never moved. Burris fielded it, hoping to start an inning-ending double play. Came up ready to throw to second, and there was nobody to throw it to first. Huff had just started by that time, and I'm just speechless about that one.
The incredible John Miller. What cojones on that guy.
Excellent, yeah.
I think we all know Jim Bentley is now at Zod Ford. Moved a couple sets of wheels yesterday.
Oh, he was there till 10 o'clock at night. Look at that dedication.
He is getting, I think he's in second on the leaderboard, tied for second. How about that?
Oh, good job, Jimmy.
We have dinner for those who lease or buy a vehicle from Zod Ford in Holly. Just go up there. Go in there. Bentley doesn't like to talk on the phone. He's busy pounding people on Twitter, and that's why he will not be invited to the reunion of the show in 2035. Don't call Bentley if you want a new Ford or a previously loved vehicle. Just go up there, see him in Holly, and you'll work something out. And then you'll be coming to dinner if you're able to make a transaction. And it can be a pre-loved car, or it can be a new car. It can be a lease or a purchase. And we'll be going to dinner together at Mesa with the whole gang. So Zod also has brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs around $100 a month, or buy them with 0% financing up to $10,000 off sticker. How about that? And Northwestern Tech wants to remind you, hey, they're on Elric's show.
I know. It was good to see Rob today. Yeah. Played hockey with him.
I didn't even recognize him when he's at the door. I was like, oh, my God, what a dick. Because I met him. I met him like two weeks ago.
Oh, I thought you met him.
No, Robert. Northwestern Tech is a heating and cooling school in Southfield, and HVAC is all they teach. It's 10 and a half months. You go 4 hours. Is it 4 days a week? I believe it's 4 days a week.
I think you're right, yeah.
You can take it at different times of the day. Many people work while they do it, while they find a new career path, a skilled trade. Over 50% of the training is hands-on. Last year, over 90% of the graduates got jobs in the field, and they are working with people in the field to help land people in HVAC. So if you're frustrated with your career path, or you're in a dead-end situation, or you just want something you can count on, because as Elric pointed out, they haven't found people in India that can unclog toilets or fix heating and cooling.
Do they have clogged toilets in India? Do they even have those?
I don't know. Maybe not. So it's something that you can be in the field after you get out of Northwestern Tech for a year or so and make 40 or 50 grand and make a lot more down the road. So go to northwesterntech.edu. And by the way, classes start March the 2nd. And also, when they ask you, where'd you hear about it? We are one of the options. So please put us as one of your options, as the option. And moving right along here. Let's see. There's multiple things, multiple cool topics.
There's breaking news right now.
Is there? What is it?
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
I know how much you love silence breaking.
Yes.
Stormy Daniels has broken her silence on the Michael Avenatti sentence. Which is really funny, because when Avenatti was sentenced, did you think, what does Stormy Daniels have to say about this?
I kind of did.
Really?
Sort of a little bit. Okay, well, you know what? Here's the thing with
Stormy. Your prayers have been answered.
Here's the thing with Stormy Daniels. Her and Michael Avenatti were meant for each other when this first happened. They were all over the place. Stormy Daniels was on every, CNN, The Tonight Show. She was on with Kimmel. You know, she was everywhere. You couldn't get away from her. She's making all these appearances. She was always in the news. And he was, too. So they were, it was a symbiotic relationship that was perfect until he dipped into her GoFundMe. And she said, that was supposed to be for me, for my security, etc. And then all of a sudden, she said, well, I guess he didn't. And it sort of went away.
Do you like her?
No, I don't. Not really.
I feel like sometimes I'm kind of amazed by her, then other times I'm like, just a
dope.
I'm she's amazed. A total failure.
Like, no, she's I am amazed by her.
Yeah.
I'm amazed by
she's
her.
She's not one of my top 35 performers, if that's what you're asking.
Top 35. Go, name them. Well, we know Johnny Sins. Who else?
I don't think there's any dudes in that top 30.
You love Johnny Sins.
You like Johnny
I do
Sins.
Not love Johnny
talk
Sins.
Talk about him all the time.
No, I only claim that I know the most popular male porn star of this, you know, this last decade was Johnny Sins.
Admit you respect his work.
The decade before, it was probably, what's his, the guy that nailed Farrah, Farrah's boyfriend.
Peter North?
No.
Oh, that guy.
No one knows who that is.
Brandon knows who he is. But he's pretending he doesn't know his name.
James Dean. And then the 90s was
probably, about him all the time,
the
too.
The 90s was Peter North. The 80s was Ron Jeremy. The 70s was John Holmes. Sorry, I know Seymour Johnny Sins.
Look at that. He knows the top guy for every decade. You at least respect it's him. Really admit you respect Johnny Sims.
We have to have Brandon make a porn hall of fame.
Or a March Madness bracket.
Is Johnny Sins first vote hall of famer?
First ballot?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Really?
When it comes to the AVN, yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
No, I don't care about the AVN. I'm talking about the Brandon Porn Hall of Fame.
Oh, my? I don't know. I mean, he's played a fireman, police officer, an accountant,
of course
teacher.
He's
got range. All right.
Here's Stormy breaking her silence. Where else would she do it but on Inside Edition?
When it comes to sharing what she thinks of her former attorney, Michael Avenatti. Avenatti was found guilty last week of trying to extort Nike. We sat down exclusively with the woman who was paid to keep quiet about her alleged affair with Donald Trump.
I definitely had figured out what a monster he was.
Stormy Daniels is speaking out about her former lawyer, Michael Avenatti, who was convicted last week of trying to shake down Nike for $20 million.
How did you feel when Michael Avenatti was convicted?
My initial reaction was high five, yes. But then, honestly, like a couple months later, I just felt really sad because it, I guess deep down.
She looks good.
Does she have a really bad cold?
Yeah, she has a cold.
I feel like she's sounds very like stuffed up.
Maybe some part of me didn't want to believe all those terrible things about him.
Avenatti represented Stormy in her claims that she had a brief fling with President Trump in 2006.
Wrong.
The case made Avenatti a national figure.
The cover-up continues. Sometimes you have to go into the belly of the beast. We're not going to show our hand in the beginning weeks of any case.
Stormy and Avenatti later had a falling out, and Avenatti is still facing a criminal charge that he stole $300,000. From her book deal. He has pled not guilty.
It's more of the betrayal than the money. Somebody that I trusted looked me in the face every single day for a year and lied.
You think
to
they
me.
Got it on?
Your opinion is
yes.
Michael.
Has Stormy Daniels never been lied to before in her line of work?
How much did he steal from her?
$300,000, they said.
And it's not the money? It's the betrayal more than the money to her? Really?
You really believe that?
No.
No, of course not.
Stormy's worth $2 million, so I don't know.
Yeah, but still 300.
One seventh of her net worth.
Yeah. It's the betrayal. She's never been betrayed before.
A good lawyer? Is he a con man? Is he both?
He's actually not a good lawyer. I believed up until very recently that he was, but he's not. He made a terrible mess of paperwork, just basic filings and paperwork. I mean, he conned me. I don't know if he's a con man.
I am Stormy Daniels.
Stormy, an adult film star, is currently on a national tour of comedy clubs, and her routine is too risque to air. The night we were permitted to record her act in Spokane, both Trump and Avenatti came up in the Q&A section.
Do you feel like Avenatti hurt your case against Trump? Yes.
Why is she doing a Q&A?
Because she doesn't have enough material to fill the time.
God.
Right?
Right?
Hey, boy, these people,
those drops are so
it's tough. Jeez.
Sorry about that. No, I shouldn't be laughing. It's terrible.
Mel.
Oh, come on.
Avenatti, you know, the most amazing thing is the pass he got that he became a person people wanted to elect president.
Yeah.
And all this shit was going on underneath, and nobody bothered to even look into it.
I don't think anybody took him seriously for president.
I think some people did.
Do you think people took him more seriously or Howard Schultz more seriously?
I think you took Avenatti more seriously.
I think so, too.
I really do.
Even though Howard Schultz said that he was thinking about possibly running. About possibly running.
Howard Schultz said that?
Yeah, on the 60 Minutes piece.
Yeah. Boy, that was
what a joke that was.
60 Minutes have him on?
He had a book out.
No, whatever.
And Simon and Schuster.
That bed didn't work out well, didn't it?
It did not.
That didn't work out well at all, did it?
That's right. So I'm watching Actually, I was answering email, and somebody sent me, I think three or four people sent this, the Michael, the Situation, Sorrentino, American Greed episode.
Oh, wow.
And I used to love American Greed. I still watch it occasionally. It's a great show on CNBC about just people who are, well, greed. American Greed's a pretty good title for the show. And as we know, the Situation went to prison for 9 months.
Yeah.
And I remember, this is the part that really bothered me after watching the episode, was this whole thing where the gang shows up at court and people are crying, oh, this is so terrible, Mike, isn't it? He is such a fucking weasel.
Fans are here.
Yes, he is.
What a load this guy
did
is.
Did his brother go to prison?
Yes.
Too? Did his brother get more time?
Yes.
Okay. Because wasn't his brother the mastermind?
Allegedly.
Mastermind.
You know.
Oh, yeah. A little GTO. Yeah.
You know what they didn't get into at all was these guys were peddling porn somehow. Yeah. They didn't even mention that. And so I was kind of felt that I was shorted.
That's when we were supposed to interview him.
So this to me is the ultimate story of, I guess I'll call it the decade of the idiot millionaire. Although it continues, really. It's a whole new decade of the idiot millionaire. But here's the Situation. Shows up on Jersey Shore. And in the beginning, he says, yeah, we did the pilot, and it was 8 months waiting. You know, you've been dreaming about something your whole life, and you got all this time. And I'm like, dreaming of what?
About being a moron and having a TV crew follow you?
So the show starts. Of course, it's a huge hit. And he immediately, and I guess because his brother is a business person, they start coming up with these licensing deals that he gets a percentage of revenue if he promotes. There was a vodka, Devotion Vodka. He got a percentage of the revenue. There were appearances, minimum $10,000.
Wow.
As high as $50,000, half in cash.
Wow.
Half in cash.
Well, yeah.
Half up front, check or whatever, and then he got half in cash when he showed up.
Wow, he looks like a real pro.
So then he comes up with products, workout supplement, formal wear.
Formal.
I know.
That guy never wears shirt. How's he going to sell formal wear?
Oh, well, excuse me for being a fucking businessman.
Meanwhile, he's spending like an asshole. He buys a Ferrari. He and his brother buy townhouses right next to each other. And they said there was a parking lot full of luxury cars. A Lambo, a cool. Porsche, matching Bentleys. Matching Bentleys?
Oh. I'm going to turn up the rubber with my Lamborghini.
With his brother?
Yes.
That's
his brother.
That's
matching
cute.
Bentleys.
That's cute.
Ferrari, Jeep, so on and so forth. So then they go through the episodes. First season, they were paid $200 a week to work at the T-shirt store. And they made peanuts. MTV didn't pay him squat.
Yeah.
Year two, $10,000 an episode. Year three, $30,000 an episode. The final season, $100,000 an episode. He wrote an autobiography. And he also had endorsement deals for vitamin water and a number of other things. Over $100,000 for most of his endorsement deals.
Don't write me a book.
Give him a lot of credit, man.
Yeah, he was industrious. And
for being a zero, that's not bad.
However, in 2010, he reported just over $200,000 in income. In 2011, he didn't file a tax return.
Come on, Situation. Sounds like he's got a Situation.
In 2012, he reported just over $100,000 with deductions, writing off personal expenses, clothing, grooming, and car payments.
How do you write off a car payment?
Because it's for work, I guess. I don't know.
Oh.
They wrote off the matching Bentleys. They wrote off three Ferraris, two Lambos, and a couple BMWs as deductions.
That's incredible.
It is incredible.
I mean, I would almost respect it if they did that, but if he claimed all his income.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would feel better about it.
They could just flag it, and they could say, no, you can't do this, and it wouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah, I claim all the income. That's.
But instead, they have videos of him depositing huge sums of cash.
Sounds very Kwame-esque.
It does. $36,000, they showed this one video where he's got this bag of cash or something, and he deposits it into multiple accounts. And The key seemed to be that he kept each deposit under $10,000.
Genius.
He's not that dumb now, is he?
No. So it appears that this was a scheme. This wasn't just somebody who was dumb. He thought by splitting the cash up into amounts under $10,000, it wouldn't spur the except to make a notice to the IRS. He did this over and over and over, and that's what he was charged with. It's called structuring.
Oh, really?
As part of a false tax return, and tax evasion was one of the charges. As far as his brother, they found a CD, which was his QuickBooks, his financial records. Uh-huh. And Mark Sorrentino, his brother, went into the QuickBooks and altered records before handing it over to the IRS.
Oh, boy. Hey, dumb question. Why not just store the cash in your house? Why deposit it?
You're probably right, because when you deposit it, it's a problem.
Yeah.
It's immediately a problem. There's a record of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, he got 8 months. His brother got 24 months. And
what was his penalty? Do you have to pay?
I don't know.
Did he have to pay back?
I'm sure he had to pay a lot of taxes, but his net worth is now $300,000. He made $8.9 million in those 3 years.
Well, at least he has all his earning potential ahead of him.
They mentioned
for a Jersey Shore, geriatric shore. I don't know.
I think, what is his earning power now?
It's obviously way less. I don't know what he could do.
It'd be way less.
I don't know what he could do. Oh, he could do a podcast.
Is anybody really listening to this podcast?
There's always someone.
But Jersey Shore keeps coming out with new seasons. He's going to still make money off that.
Do the new seasons do as well as the old seasons? Are they even close?
In terms of ratings and
yeah, because that's if they have ratings, you know, yeah, he's still worth money.
He needs to do a either on Bravo or MTV a dating show.
They did that with Paulie and Vinny, and that show seriously, it came and went. I never heard a word about it. I don't know who what girl won or if it did well.
It's being half serious. I didn't know they already did it.
Snooki has had multiple books. She's done all kinds of crap.
He's almost watchable enough that they could do a, kind of life after lockup with the situation.
I'm sure something's in the works for him.
I don't think he's worth anything like
maybe
what
he can
used to.
Help Pauly D out with his DJing.
Yeah, Pauly D's done really well.
He's done great.
And you know what? Honestly, I think he's probably the most likable person from that show.
Vinny's not bad, isn't he?
Vinny's okay, yeah. Vinny's all right.
Snooki's great.
You know who I'm so sick of? Ronnie Ortiz Magro or Ronnie Magro.
Ron Juice?
Ron.
This is what I've been so annoyed by for so long. I don't even bring it up anymore. Is it used to be when you're an idiot and you found your way into popular culture, you were swept out pretty quickly.
Yeah, 15 minutes.
Right, 15 minutes. Now it seems like it's 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shouldn't Ronnie Magro Ortiz, should he still be on TMZ every time he assaults his wife or she assaults him?
The problem is they have TMZ, which is a half hour, and they have TMZ Live, which is an hour, so they need a bunch of idiots to fill it.
I wonder if anyone...
And now you have the Daily News has a TV show, Page Six has a TV show.
Yeah.
In
fact,
content that needs to be
I'm going
filled.
Through his Instagram right now. He has been busy as hell. He was on E! News a week ago. He was also on Ellen. He was also on the game show, whatever the hell this
with
is.
Cancel him.
Snoop and Martha. He was on Family Feud last week. The guy's all over the place. He's going to be making money.
Okay, how many likes do his posts get? I'm frightened to ask.
How many followers?
About 50,000.
That's not much in the Instagram world.
It's still a lot, though. Why should he get more than Dane Cook?
He's got 2.2 million.
Why should
followers.
He get more than? He gets more than Lindsay Lohan. He does.
That's the perfect comparison. Can we do a Twitter poll? Who should make more money, Dane Cook or The Situation?
No, Ronnie Ortiz Magro.
Oh, Ronnie Ortiz. He was looking at The Situation.
Oh, okay. What about Ronnie Ortiz Magro?
Oh, Ron Juice. He wasn't a part of any of that stuff because he's in trouble legally.
Can you check out his Instagram? I just want to see how many likes he gets on his. While you're looking, I'm going to mention that it's a new year, a new decade, and it's time for Zod Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsNiddy.com Start Something New event, during which our friends at Zot are leasing new loaded 2020 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 is as low as $148 a month. Or if you're all about the Jeep wave, stop by Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Compass Limited all-wheel drive around $122 a month. If you really want to step it up, get to Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $229 a month. Plus, Zot is your lease turn-in headquarters. Any make, model, over miles, body damage, payments remaining, no problem. They'll take it back for you. That doesn't mean that nobody will notice, but anyway, saves the embarrassment. They'll get you in a new ride for the new year. Check out the deals in their massive inventory at dealsinad.com. And by the way, my car?
Yeah.
They have reported to me that they do not know if it has anything to do with my oil change yet. They're not certain of that.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it doesn't.
I don't know. He seemed like he was leaning towards, it looks like it's something warranty is going to cover for.
Oh, well, that's cool.
So I don't care that much.
All's well that ends well, yeah.
I don't know. If they did F it up, though, I'd like to know that.
Seems like an amazing coincidence.
Pretty amazing to me. But, if it's wrong, I want to know if it's wrong. It's pretty weird. Okay, Ronnie Ortiz Magro.
Real quick, some people are saying you put diesel in your vehicle instead of gasoline, and that's what happened. So
I did not put diesel in my car and then enter an oil change place.
How long before you got the oil change?
Wait, who's saying I put diesel in?
Just some people on the boner line.
Well, don't you think that the fine folks at Zot would inform me?
Wouldn't if you I think put the oil company, the oil change place, when you went back and asked them, would have said? I mean, they seemed flummoxed by it when you smoked out all the bays.
They were
very flummoxed. They were scurrying like cockroaches from the underneath bay.
Well, I'll ask Zot, but I love how people diagnose the thing and blame it on me. Fuck you. Thanks for blaming me. Just assuming it's my fault.
All right, so Ron Juice, he has pretty much the same. 2 million followers on Instagram. He has a lot of ads. He's got tons of ads for different things on his, what is this called? The Verde Red Carpet Lotion Bronzer.
At 5,000 likes.
Well, that was an ad. He normally gets 100,000 likes, 50,000 likes.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are his advertisers? Who else is?
This looks like the same
vape
company.
Is that a vape company?
Yeah.
Wait. Scroll up a little bit. What's that one reply? Wait, go down.
God damn it.
Oh, balls. Wait, one more. Where do you get your steroids, though? That's the comment.
MLive is removing comments. I was so bummed.
Good. You know who else is removing comments?
Who?
Meghan Markle from her Instagram.
Oh, gee, are they negative?
Of course.
I'm so surprised.
She only removes the negative ones.
But she's so likable.
I know.
By the way, 11 million followers.
People are dumb. People are dumb. Maybe I think she's hot. I don't know.
People are just throwing money at those idiots.
When you were talking about the situation and his deposits versus what he made and everything,
yeah,
it reminded me. Did you watch the new installment of McMillions on HBO?
No, number three. Okay. Oh. No.
They go through, just to catch people up, it's episode 3 of McMillions on HBO, documentary about the McDonald's Monopoly game, which would never had a legitimate winner, and how the FBI created a sting to catch these people.
I might sue.
So you never, well, for fraud?
I might sue
they
because...
They didn't know, though.
You know how much money I spent on those damn things?
And you were happy. You got food out of it. There's no purchase necessary, too. You could have just gone in and got a piece. I mean, that's on you.
I didn't know that. Nobody right? knew
Zooms
that.
Zooms is laughing. He knows that's true. You can just
Nobody
go in
knew
and,
that.
You could walk in and ask for a piece.
I know. They say that now. Almost, they didn't tell us then, did they?
Almost every contest is like that.
I never heard of anybody ever doing that. Ever walking in just to get a game piece.
Oh, you could have.
Well, it seems like everyone should know that all these games you can do that. Because it's not a game of chance.
And you got to know that they're not going to put the winner in one that they give away. They're going to put the winner somewhere else.
It's totally random. You don't know that.
Whatever.
Anyway, they went through.
You McDonald's apologist.
No, just read the rules next time. They
Well, the rules didn't tell us that there was going to be no winners.
Well, they didn't know that either, though. That's all Uncle Jerry.
They pretty well knew.
They're the Joe Paterno.
Who knew?
They're the Joe Paterno of this.
They didn't tell us that there's a family cheating, by the way. Somebody stealing the winning pieces, and all the people who have won are in the same family. And it'll probably be the same way this year.
Yeah, but they didn't know anyway until the last one when it was an FBI sting.
That's what I mean. For that one, they didn't tell them.
Oh. Well, Brandon didn't play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. He played Monopoly.
I don't understand what the distinction is. It seems to me they still
Brandon's whining about all the delicious McDonald's he ate.
That could have that could have resulted in childhood obesity, but I wanted those.
Well, you had your fat years.
I did. In fact, that's probably around the time McDonald's Monopoly was
and
going.
And you were pulling chicks, too.
I mean, it was tough. I had to do extra
That'll be
work.
Their defense. Hey, you were still pulling chicks.
You know
maybe
how much
it helped.
It took in seventh grade to hold a chick's hand when I was looking like that.
Isn't that show that necessity is the mother of invention? That you worked harder, you were more diabolical to pull chicks when you were fat?
It's true.
You were probably a better man.
Been in my whole life. But I was in so on McMillions, they broke down like what you had to pay to Uncle Jerry and to Jerry Colombo. So Uncle Jerry's the guy that was stealing the pieces. He's the head of security for Simon Marketing. And then he would give the pieces to this head of the mafia, one of the five families, Jerry Colombo.
Oh, boy.
And he would distribute them. How much do you think Uncle Jerry got from the mafia guy just for handing the pieces off per piece?
Well, how much were the pieces worth?
It's $1 million piece. There's $100,000 piece.
$50,000?
Yes.
I was going to say I knew it was low.
Why would he only get $50,000 for it?
I don't know. I don't know why he did that. I really don't.
So
it
then
seems
in turn,
so stupid.
Then in turn, the other guy would give the $1 million piece to, say, you, Drew, and he would say, all right, here's your $1 million piece. I get half. And they're like, okay, the problem is it's not a lump sum winner. So it's like $50,000 over 20 years. And so he goes, so I get $25,000 every year. I need $25,000 now.
What an accounting nightmare.
I know. Well, that my, so
who's going to write you a check for 20 years?
Why would you do it anyway? Once you have the first one down.
20 years.
So the one lady had to mortgage her house to get the first 25 to give to him. And I felt really bad for her. She's like, I was in too deep. I was scared and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, man. It's a great watch on HBO. I keep going to Netflix to watch it. It's on HBO, right?
Yeah. Okay. There was another girl who got the one of his mistresses got the $100,000 piece. And he's like, I get $50,000 out of that. And you get the rest. And she's like, well, what about taxes?
Duh.
You got $50,000 before taxes.
Oh, man.
So they broke down how much she really got for that $100,000 piece.
Boy, not nice. But he needed a stunt mistress to appreciate it.
So his wife was bitching to him. Like, you've given it to all Italian people up and down the East Coast. You might want a black person to win or a black woman to win. And that's how they found the lady.
Yeah, she's a diversity forerunner.
She was.
Brandon, did you send the Deion Sanders post?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's always fun to check in with Deion, who I think cares more about everyday people than we think. He operates in this large, superstar-studded world. But no, look at Deion.
Don't forget, he has the Deion Sanders Academy that got into a little bit of trouble. But, I mean,
he's had his ups and downs.
Trying to help the kids.
But Deion, with an interesting post. Did he get a lot of likes for this?
Oh, so far I'm seeing 200.
Wait a minute.
Well, this isn't on his page.
Wait, do you mean to tell me that the situation and Ronnie Magro Ortiz, whatever, get way more likes than Deion Sanders?
Oh, no. I just had it pulled up on a different. I had it pulled up on Twitter.
Now
I don't know where he
now
posted.
Come on.
That's Deion.
I need to know.
That's Deion when he posts something on Twitter and he sits there and watches likes.
Come on.
I just adore the way he asks the question differently every time. The same question.
I love Deion.
Fellas, I'm sick and tired of it.
Uh-oh.
Straight up. I can't take it no more. And I got to say something about it. How hard is it to hit water in the toilets at a public restroom? So now I got to go in there and I got to make a decision. Either I get some tissue or something and lift the seat up that you impede all on. Or when I walk out and the next gentleman come in, he gonna think it's me. So I gotta take
That's what it's
you.
Really about.
And I don't even know you like that.
Happen to me.
How hard is it to hit water?
How many
Man,
likes?
Do the split.
Any idea?
If you ain't close enough, do the split and get closer to the water.
Do the split.
How hard is it? This is Pet Peeve, man. Fellas, we got to do better. Truth.
I'm just saying.
That's a great post.
That's much better than anything Juice has ever put out.
Or Ronnie Magro Ortiz.
That happened to me in Boyne a couple years ago, if you remember. That dude wanted to fight me. He wanted to fist fight me.
Oh, that's right, in the gas station? Drunk.
I didn't even pee on the seat. I went in there.
Did Dion just watch Curb Your Enthusiasm with the urinal?
That's got 10,000 likes, by the way.
Not as many as those doofuses. That's wrong. That's just wrong. Dion's awesome. I love Dion.
Come on.
Dion, please. Oh, brother.
Did you like that part when Larry David was redesigning the urinal?
I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
A platform so you don't have to step in the puddle.
And with the slot that you pull it up.
Leon did not approve of that slot. Because of his Big Johnson.
I was watching that, and I couldn't stop wondering, how many people watch Curb Your Enthusiasm? It's not a top 20 show, is it?
Well, they don't. Do they count HBO because it's premium?
Yeah, I think they...
I mean, HBO counts because we know how many watched Game of Thrones.
Well, you know, when they do something like Leaving Neverland, didn't they tell us how many millions watched it? I mean, I feel like that show should be just huge. Is it because Larry's older?
I always base it on, how much they push it, how much they promote it.
They always want it back.
NME said for the premiere this year, it was 2 million viewers, which was his most watched. Oh, no, that's July. No, wait, that's 2011.
I feel like it ought to have way more than that.
That was 2011, though.
Okay.
About 2 million. That's still pretty damn good.
For HBO, that's big. But look at some of the dumb shows that get 4 million. That's as many as Empire probably gets. Is Empire still on?
I have no idea.
They had 17 million at one point.
Yeah. Is it over?
Probably.
No, I don't think they've had their last episode yet, have they?
I love how no one knows. This show that was just massive at one time.
It was.
4 years ago.
Huge.
No one has any idea if it's still on the air.
Jesse Smollett, it's just so over, isn't it?
Hopefully. He's going to be locked up, man.
I know. I just want to see him say, can he have just a minor mea culpa? Just something like, it looks like I really goofed up my career, or I can't get any jobs, or, I screwed up.
I don't see that happening.
I don't either. But it's so apparent that he did.
It's funny, too.
I think that's why he bothers me so much. First of all, that whole business of while it was going on, when people were like, this is Trump's fault.
He got taken out by MAGA country. I said, what the hell was that?
Look at what these gay people go through. And, that whole thing. And then he had his singing date.
Yeah.
That first week. And he's like, I don't know if I can make it. I'm really injured. I'm going to try. And then they're like, well, they've provided extra security, and Jesse is going to sing. And it sold out. It was like half sold out. It was only like 500 people. And all of a sudden, it sold out because he was beaten up in Chicago. So now everybody has
to
see him sing.
That nobody ever heard of.
I'm the gay Mike Tyson.
I mean, you could see yourself doing that, right? A guy you kind of watch on TV gets beat up. So you go see him sing?
Never. Never. Ever.
Oh, boy. The two brothers, the Nigerian.
They're ragging on him.
Big time.
I love that.
But they didn't help out to begin with. At one point, they said, no, that check was not written to us.
Well,
they must have been busted dead
right. They realized now that they're bigger than Jesse.
I know.
He needs their help.
Remember that video, the police video of the body cam where he still had the noose on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Looks so dumb in retro, looking back in hindsight.
I didn't see the... At first, they didn't show us the video, and they said it, and so many people said, I would never be wearing a noose when the police got there. I would have taken it right off. And a lot of people were agreeing, and I kind of felt like that was unfair, that how can we... I just didn't know. Maybe he just wanted the cops to see it. And then when I saw it, it looked so stupid. Yep. It seemed crazy.
He never dropped his Subway sandwich, though.
No, he didn't.
Sandwiches?
And I had to picture him walking the subway. It was so cold. The whole thing was so stupid. What a moron. I mean, just ruined himself.
Wait, didn't he have some board on him to bleach in a bottle of hot sauce? A lot of creativity there.
The bleach. I mean, can you imagine him cooking this up? Yeah, but pour bleach on me. Like, you can't stand that I'm black. You want to make me white.
Now we know why he's an actor, not a writer.
I still can't believe that interview, you know, the GMA, and he's like,
where's part two?
I punched him right back.
Oh, yeah. I want gay people to know that I've fought hard.
Those brothers would have annihilated him if they wanted to. Those dudes are huge.
Well, it's kind of because it wasn't them in his mind.
It's kind of making me want to watch it again. Especially to see how sympathetic Robin is. Because people were questioning it big time. Nobody believed him by the time this thing aired. And the next day, they canned part two because something happened. Didn't they? Wasn't that when they said,
Yeah.
Just watch a little bit of it. Just a little. While you're looking for it, a couple things locally I wanted to mention. One was this guy, Tristan Reyes, was sentenced to 3 to 10 years for sexually assaulting a Hope College student. And he's 32 years old. He begged the judge before he sentenced him, you know, I just want to get back to my wife and my three children. This is after he attempted to rape this girl who was on her way home at a Hope College student. It turns out, you know, because I'm reading the story, and I'm going, well, fuck you, your kids and your wife. Why'd you try and rape this chick? Then I read that he was out on bond for exposing himself to some young girls.
Oh, great.
And I thought, well, I had a lot of thoughts, really. One was, who bonded him out? He exposed himself to young girls, and someone thought, oh, you know what? I want to bond him because he should be out. He just had a bad day. No, that's
yeah, he just made one bad decision.
That's not someone having a bad day, and I kind of feel like...
You're the one with the skinny dingling?
Okay, just throw this...
He had a bad day.
It's a really bad day. I want whoever keeps track of my ideas, can you please write this down? When you bond someone out, I think you should have some responsibility for crimes they commit when they're on a bond. Mm. You can be charged for the same thing they're charged with.
Yeah, you have How's to that? Serve it.
Yeah. So you'd be getting 3 to 10 right now for bonding them out.
Part How's of his that? Part of his bond was he was not allowed to go on Hope's campus or go to bars.
Ooh.
So that apparently would stop him from exposing himself to everyone else.
Yeah, so he just raped a girl on her way home from the bar, attempted to.
Yeah.
I like my idea.
It'll
never happen.
I agree with the parole board one, too.
Yeah. We should at least be able to see their one loss record.
I had that idea like 3 days ago.
One loss record.
And in Grand Haven.
You're not supposed to have any losses.
This story is sort of the opposite, where I'm sort of happy about the story, although it's still a crazy story. Okay, this kid, I think he's 18 or 19. His name's Cabrera. He's no relation to
Miguel.
Who, by the way, all the talk about so Miguel Cabrera reported. He's in great shape.
We're being lied to again, aren't we?
It seems that way. Hey, I'm excited Cameron Maben's back on the Tigers.
Sure.
I mean, it's one guy. It's one guy I'm excited about. That's more than before.
Okay,
so this guy, he's like 19. He murders this 14-year-old in cold blood.
Yeah.
And so they're pretty sure he did it. He's a member of this gang, the
Latin Kings is a big gang in this
Holland.
Well,
Holland, Michigan seemed like a place where gangs would be.
They're branching out.
I guess so.
Got to grow the brand.
Okay. Well, it turns out his dad was a member of the Holland Latin Kings gang too. So isn't that great? Like father, like son. Yes, in fact, one's a senior and one's a junior.
Family
so
business.
All, so beautiful. So the father, you know, they come to the family. Yeah, we think the kid did this. And the father, the stepmother.
You run a business with your son. You couldn't even find another grown man to go into business with.
The father, the stepmother, and the mother all know where he is. They all lie, and they all help him get to the UP
really?
To get away.
Okay.
So he won't, you know, have to go to jail. Well, they not only... found him in the UP and found him guilty of murder, they charged the father with helping him get away and lying to police.
Accessory?
Yes, accessory after the fact. And he got 18 months, but of course, he was also violating his parole. He was on parole.
Well, add that, too.
It wouldn't have been nice if they... Shouldn't they have given him more than 18 months for violating his parole? I mean, just the idea that these fucking people go in, come out, go in, come out, go in. I mean, isn't it just wonderful?
Nice dad, by the way.
Yeah, great dad. Great father figure. And mom and the stepmom also lied to the police. Great family. Isn't that great family values?
That's weird.
They got 60 days in jail each.
That's it.
60 days. Yeah, well, they weren't violating their parole.
Apparently. Why did he kill this kid?
I think it was a gang thing. I didn't read enough about it. And then also, sad story locally, and I think people are hearing a lot about it, Mary LeCamp, 89-year-old, who was this just incredible lady who, I want to say that she took care of foster kids. Some incredible, I mean, she's just this enormously giving person. And she was killed in a crash. Some guy who's fleeing Ferndale police. Could have been me. Could have been.
You don't. You fled?
No, no. She wasn't in a car.
Oh, it could have been you.
Yeah, could have been me. Could have been me.
Like, that could have been me.
Thankfully, you had your smoke screen.
Yes. So.
Like Spy Hunter.
Yeah, exactly.
She was a passenger in a car that the fleeing car hit.
Yeah.
And the guy fleeing, by the way, who was driving 70. This was on, here's why it could have been me. This was on, wait, Wyoming and 8 Mile.
Whoa.
This was really close. Right, this really could have been me.
Yeah.
Anyway, she was killed, this 89-year-old woman who did all this wonderful work. And there was also a girl in the fleeing car who was seriously hurt, and he fled the accident, this 26-year-old driver. He left a girl who was seriously hurt in the own car. The other girl's dying in the other car, and this guy runs away.
Wow.
Piece of shit.
Did they catch him?
Yes, they did.
And why did he run? How many warrants? And
you know, I don't know, but he, he's being charged with homicide.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Just a sad, I mean, 89 years old. Oh, terrible. So
that's a bunch of great stories.
I know. I just thought, I don't know, this whole business of bonding people. Oh, we got to get him out. We got to bond him. He can't sit in jail. He only exposed himself to some young girls that tried to rape a college girl. That's all he did. Actually, he just exposed himself to him. We've got to get him. I can't stand for him to be in jail.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I don't want to see your wiener.
He's gonna. He would have done it again.
No doubt. Did you guys, Mark, do you know where the, how to find the Will Ferrell, Chris Kattan air supply skit?
No.
Because Air Supply came up yesterday. Remember they did a thing about Air Supply and SNL?
I don't remember. I'll look for it.
No. For some reason, you seem to have a better memory of SNL than I do. And I, as soon as somebody.
Maybe it's not that memorable of a bit.
I thought it was.
Just kidding.
With Will Ferrell, it almost has to be funny, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And while you're looking, can we rescue someone from The View? There was another big fight today between Meghan McCain and Joy Behar.
Oh, no. Joy Behar.
They seem so, especially Meghan McCain. Shouldn't she be put out of her misery and taken off the show somehow? She's the only person on the right in the show. And she doesn't like Trump. She's not voting for Trump. I mean, isn't that sacrifice enough?
Oh, yeah, because he didn't like her dad.
Right. I mean, it just seems that they get in the biggest fights. And the fight today was, I thought it was a good fight, actually. But I just feel like these people get so upset. And, you know, it's, I guess they get good ratings, so who cares? But anyway, and they probably make a good living. Meghan McCain was angry because she brought up something about Mike Bloomberg, and Joy Behar immediately said, yeah, but blah, 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 blah. You know, she's like, you know, it might not be true kind of thing, or that's, I don't know. I don't know exactly. And so Meghan accused her of, I guess, making excuses for Bloomberg, which she kind of was. I mean, she just said, well, I'm just giving the other side.
Mm.
But anyway, it turned into a big brouhaha, and these poor clucking women.
So Chris Kattan tweeted a while ago that video.
Yeah.
And said, the SNL app doesn't have it. They won't put it out, but here's a crappy copy of it. Do you want to see a crappy? You want to hear? I don't know how crappy it is.
I'll take the blame.
No responsibility for this. It's a takeoff of VH1 Storytellers.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and mention our massive hits again. Lost in Love. All Out of Love. The one that you love. Ring any bells? No?
The crowd's totally blank.
Come on, folks, it wouldn't kill you to clap. It doesn't take much energy, and it's just good manners.
Their arms folded.
All right. You know, in the early 80s, we never imagined we would go on to be one of the biggest acts ever on the adult contemporary charts. And we never imagined that we'd be dropped off the face of the earth so abruptly. But we did.
We sure did.
Yeah. But now we're back. in a big way. So here's a new song from our new CD entitled Holiday Love.
Holiday Love?
I think it's pretty fitting for this time of year.
Be more fun.
It's Thanksgiving time. It's such a great day now. Turkey and bread and plenty of stuffing. It's Thanksgiving time. It's time for Jello. You can watch some TV. Maybe have some great Kool-Aid. Ooh, I think I dig your stuff. I think I dig your stuff. It's Thanksgiving time. I love your new blazer. Your sleeves are pushed up. That looks pretty awesome. Well, thank you, my friend. You're so kind of say so. Your eyes are so blue. I think that I like them. This Thanksgiving time, let's go get a burger. Maybe some fries. Then go take a car ride. Go to a motel. Drink a gallon of brandy. Hang out in ropes. Then see what the village.
So funny, I forgot to laugh.
All right, I'll take the blame.
Brandon
for it.
Hates it.
God almighty. You okay, Brandon?
I don't like it.
Okay.
Well, I looked for it for like 15 minutes. I couldn't find it.
The quality really helped, though.
Yeah, it's just a person that's recording off their phone onto the television.
Chris Kattan.
Yes.
Oh, that was Chris himself?
It's strange that Chris Kattan felt so strongly that had to get out there.
Why doesn't he have a copy of it? Well, maybe he does, and SNL pulls it down.
Wait, isn't there? Hold on. What? There are videotapes out of the best of Will Ferrell and the best of Chris Kattan.
Yeah, that certainly didn't make it.
It didn't make it. Either one.
Okay. Oh, that's lesson learned. Sorry. did you guys hear about the guy from Lenawee County who is stuck with, because of coronavirus, he is stuck in Cambodia?
Oh, that's a great place to be stuck.
His name is Steve Muth, M-U-T-H.
Yeah.
And he and his family went on a 14-day cruise that started in Hong Kong, tour of Asia, and then they're going to fly home from Shanghai. And he can't book a flight home from Cambodia. The ship was turned away from Manila.
It was turned away from a bunch of places.
It went to Taiwan. It was told to leave. Tried to get to Japan to fly home. They were turned away. Then they went to Thailand, where they were met by a warship. Mm-hmm. Then they were turned away from Guam. Then they got back to Cambodia, where they're all tested for the virus. And he's describing these 10-inch swabs. They stuck up their nose so far it almost hit their brain. And, you know, he said it did hit the base of my brain.
A lot of people are freaked out about this because Cambodia, apparently, I believe this or not, doesn't have the best like coverage of dealing with sick people and letting them roam.
He says that they believe there is now a roster out with the names of the passengers like a no-fly list. So he is essentially, his life is frozen. Just like those team photos are frozen yesterday. Yeah. His life is frozen.
You would think our government could go, all right, you're an American. All right, come over. We're going to quarantine you for, 14 days.
Or wouldn't we go, how about if we could go pick them up? We pick up all the bin Ladens.
That's what I mean.
We sent them home. We won't pick up our own citizens.
That's what I mean. Go pick them up and then quarantine them when they get back here. I'm not worried about the Americans over there. I would hope we'll eventually do the right thing. But what shithole countries are those other passengers from? And are they just roaming free now?
Yeah, just roaming free, coronavirusing around everywhere.
I'm proud to be a shitholer.
I mean, did they get on a flight back to, Iran? Are they small? That wouldn't be so bad.
By the way, the Diamond Princess, which should be the Corona.
Yes, should have been sunk a long time ago.
That story was just so amusing to me. I mean, not really, but first of all, the headline was about someone, they're in a quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And someone just hauls off and walks out on the deck and starts yelling, USA! USA! What? What does that have to do with anything?
USA! USA!
I mean, seriously, what does that have to do with anything?
They're proud to be an American, man.
But they weren't going to America. Yes, they were, actually. They were getting thrown on these buses.
Yes.
And 10 buses, and they were being moved to an airport, I guess, where they were going to be flown home.
These colors don't
run.
And the bus drivers all had hazmat suits on. Yeah. The plane is full of people in hazmat suits.
And they didn't know. Some of the people coming back on those planes didn't know that there were other people on the plane that were infected. Until now imagine this. If you think it's bad enough getting on, like, Spirit Air and then seeing, you know, some of the deplorable conditions or space. Imagine getting on Corona Air and seeing part of it cordoned off by plastic sheeting because those people have coronavirus.
I know. It's so bad.
Freaked out. That'd be the worst flight ever, almost.
And there were Americans on the Corona ship who said, I'm not going. I'm going to stay here and keep quarantining here because I don't want to be in a bus with these people.
A lot of them had, like, a loved one with them, too. So they didn't want to leave their loved one. Who can take that much time off, by the way?
You know, it's funny. I always think about that. Well, like, whenever I'm watching The Bachelor, I go, yes. How can you take 6 weeks off your job to be in The Bachelor? How does that work? Do their bosses all love The Bachelor? What's the story?
They thought it was good promotion for whatever job they do. Or Survivor. Most people go on Survivor. How are they gone that long?
I know, and they're 50 pounds lighter when they get back. They have no energy. They can't steer a car. They're
unkempt.
Exactly.
They smell.
It's ridiculous. The girls don't look as good.
Oh. Someone
just doing some work here.
Someone down here said that. Oh, that'd be great—an extra 30 days on a cruise ship. And I said that would be miserable, especially if you had an inside cabin with no window and you're quarantined in your room. That would be—that's like kidnapping.
Okay, Brandon, did you watch The Bachelor?
Yeah. Of course he did. He doesn't have a remote control. Power.
I love my wife, Mark. I love my wife. I want to spend time with her.
No one's saying you're,
I think you love The Bachelor too.
I think he does. Just admit it. Be free. Just come out of the closet.
I don't like it at all. I don't like it. I had to have said four times last night, this show is so stupid.
No, we know it's stupid, but it's a good hate watch. At least admit that.
I mean, I guess, but this guy is a bonehead. As time goes on and shows go on,
he is a bonehead.
What are you doing?
I know. He picked... Okay, first of all, he picked this one girl, Kelsey, who, you know... I think this champagne... That she got in,
oh yeah,
isn't in Ohio or somewhere. I'm in Dayton, my hometown, and I brought it. I've been saving it for a year for some vacation. And she puts it by the fire with ice, and he's there with another girl. And they're like, oh, look at the champagne, and they drink it. And she insists that they knew, not the Bachelor. Only the girl knew. The Bachelor didn't know, of course.
No, I'm very happy that all the producers that saw that happen said nothing. Because it makes for good viewing.
I know,
believe me.
I know. They know what they're doing. Why didn't she yell at them? They knew. They really knew.
She'd be kicked off the show.
So anyway, she bitched about it. The house was in an uproar for what, a week? Well, you know, Champagne Gate.
Oh yeah, they
strolled to an end. And she's one of the finalists. She's really hot, but
to me, he lost this when he sent this girl home.
You're gonna fall in love with my hairless pussy.
What chick is that?
I can't remember the name.
The one that brought the cat.
Is this the one that, the racist? Did the racist chick do the hometown visit?
Yes, but they never made the visit because...
She's racist?
No, that's not a factor. He's already made a statement, by the way, that...
He doesn't care that she's
His
racist.
Interaction with her, she's been really cool, which is not true. She's a bitch. She's an absolute bitch. I think I'm joining the cancel Victoria F. crew.
Here, she got doxxed a little bit more the other day, too. That came out. That's nice. So, not only is she a racist, but now we have to find out this about this poor girl.
She's been arrested for DUI.
Like 3 years ago.
She takes a good mugshot, though, doesn't she?
Because she's high, yeah.
I'm telling you, put this girl in jail for 60 days, and she's going to come out looking pretty good.
That's why he wants to keep her, is because he just wants the fantasy suite so he can nail her, and then he can send her home, because she's that hot.
Can't blame her. She's really hot. But anyway, she's a miserable pain in the ass. She's not worth her hotness. Some people are worth their hotness. She is not worth her hotness. He is leaving this event. They both love country music, and this guy's playing, and they're singing along. They know all the words, and I was like, oh, my God, this is terrible. But anyway, they're leaving, and somehow this girl pulls him aside, did he date her in 2012?
Yeah, he used
so
to
he'd have been
her.
Like 11 or something when he dated her? I mean, it was so stupid.
They blurred her face out, and then within 5 minutes, the internet doxed her, and everybody knows who she is.
Really?
Yeah, it's this chick, this Marissa chick.
Oh, is she hot? Is she hot?
She's not as hot as the three remaining chicks.
Oh, she's pretty cute.
Oh, yeah, but she would not be a contestant.
No, she wouldn't make the cut.
She would not be one of the 25.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe.
She pulls him aside and says, yeah, how are you? Oh, my God, what a coincidence. It's crazy. You know, like they're just running into each other. And
it's a hometown visit, though, right?
Yeah, it's this girl, Victoria Epp's hometown.
It's her hometown, not his hometown.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, it's Victoria Epp's hometown.
Where's her hometown? Is it a big city?
Virginia Beach. Oh. Was it Virginia Beach?
Miami Beach.
Oh, is it Miami Beach?
I don't know.
Virginia Beach is where she got the DUI. I know that much.
Well, who cares what her hometown is? Anyway, they're in her hometown, wherever it is. And this girl who used to date him in 2012, which means he would have been, I think, 18? Mm. I mean, as if they're so close still. Anyway, she tells him that Victoria F., she has broken up relationships. She's terrible. She's a cheater. And I think really essentially she was saying the same thing that Twitter's been saying, that she broke up somebody's marriage.
Oh, God.
I mean, Brandon, is that about right?
Yeah, she pretty much accused her of breaking up relationships in that area. Whatever. It's another thing that these producers had to have put in there. I'm telling you, they had to have.
Nice, you smacked that, Brandon. So he has to ask her about that before they go in the house to meet the family. He's like, I just got to tell you something. I ran into this girl, and she said, because it's right before he's on his way over there.
Once again, I want to thank the producers of The Bachelor for knowing that this girl was there and let her just go up to him and talk to him, as if anybody off the street would be allowed to talk to the Bachelor while
they're having a camera there.
Yeah,
and so she's like, this girl's like, what? I thought this was a hometown visit. I'm not going to meet my family. He's like, well, how could I not say anything? And so anyway, she ends up accusing him of wanting to bring it up to ruin the hometown visit. She's bawling her eyes out.
Of course.
And so she doesn't want to meet the family anymore. And so he bolts.
Wow.
So it's like, wow. So we know who the final three are. Well, they go back to the, you know, they have it in an airplane hangar because they're going to fly off to some incredible destination.
Yeah.
And wait, there's Victoria F.
What?
Yeah, all sour face, like, oh, I'm here, but I'm going to lose. And he picks her!
Really?
He picks her! He picks the racist with the DUI who breaks up families.
I'm telling you, he wants to nail her in the fantasy suite, and then he'll kick her out.
I have to say, she definitely leads The Bachelor in rackage.
Really?
You think so?
Yeah, I do. It's not by a ton. I mean, this is a rack-filled Bachelor.
Well, maybe who's left, but there were a couple chicks that were pretty top-heavy.
I'm going to say this is the highest average cup size on a Bachelor ever, possibly. You think, Brandon?
I agree that this is the hottest crop of chicks ever brought in.
Wait, biggest rackage. Remember Alex Michael, the very first season?
Yeah.
Didn't that runner-up chick have a huge rack?
So did the winner.
Amanda? No,
well, Amanda was the winner. She was the winner.
Oh, she was?
Yeah.
It was Trista the runner. Oh, yeah.
She was runner-up. Yeah, he banged her, and then he dumped her. Can you believe Trista banged that loser?
That's her worst decision. Ugh. But that's how she met Ryan. So I was speeding through the episode, just looking for something you were talking about, and I got stuck on, why is Bruce Pearl the head coach of Auburn
on this show? That really sexy Madison chick.
She's very hot.
She's so hot.
Her dad is an assistant coach of the Auburn basketball team.
Is he the one that got in trouble taking money from Adidas, or is that a different one?
Probably not.
I don't know.
They didn't mention it.
It's not Chuck Person, who's black?
Shouldn't The Bachelor be criticized for not mentioning that? Her father took money from Adidas? Well,
Bruce Pearl's not the...
I highly doubt her father. Her father is a very, very strict religious guy. In fact, he pretty much told Peter, don't know my daughter in the fantasy suite, please.
Oh, she's the virgin, right?
Yeah, because she's a virgin.
She's smoking, man.
Is he the guy that told him not to even tell her that he loves her?
Yeah, don't even say that.
Yeah,
shit.
Don't tell her you love her, because she'll get all carried away.
Good.
She'll give you a hand job or something.
Was that her? I don't think that was her.
No, you're right. It's the other girl. The other super. Those two are interchangeable. They're both so hot, they're interchangeable.
I'm kind of disappointed, though. What's his name, Peter?
Yes.
Pilot Pete.
He doesn't have much athletic skill, does he?
No,
they're doing all these drills, basketball drills, and he's terrible.
I want to be a pilot.
He was shooting basketballs when that girl, Victoria F., yelled, Kobe!
Oh, that was him?
Yeah, he was clanging everything. He wasn't even hitting the rim most of the time. And then they were throwing axes last night.
Kobe!
And at a Target, and he couldn't even get the axe to the target.
They showed absolutely no highlights of him throwing those axes because he couldn't do it.
He did hit the one. He hit one right in the bullseye, and then it was like, oh my God!
That's and when they filmed 15 times, and he
yeah, until he that's finally true. Gets well, they probably stuck it there and just had him throw.
He should just pick this girl, man.
Oh, he's going to, but she's going to get mad that he nailed someone else, and so she's going to leave. That's what this whole season's about.
Yeah.
And then his mom goes, alert. Don't let her go!
Did you get the drop of that?
No, because that there's too much night? Audio, so that'll be
what?
That'll be in like 2 weeks.
Oh, that's right. That was a good call, Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
So was there anything good last night other than Earth worth watching? I mean, it sounds
no.
like
no.
Victoria showing up the hangar's pretty dramatic.
It was.
No. And at the very end, though.
God, she looked hot. Go to the hangar, though. They look really good.
Yeah, and I mean, at the very end,
man,
Madison,
what a pile of talent.
They end the episode with Madison about to tell him, I've never had penis. And it's a game changer.
In my vagina.
Wait, he doesn't know that yet?
No.
Who's this turd?
What?
That's Madison's dad, the coach.
That guy looks like he's 20.
I know.
Coach Chad.
He's got to be a guy that was like the manager. He counted the balls, and he just moved his way up.
I'm looking it up. I don't believe it.
No, I don't either.
I really don't. I'm going to look up Chad in Auburn.
I think they put him in, and he made a three-pointer in high school, like the last game of the high
Here
school
he is.
Team's career.
Chad Pruitt.
That's how I got on the map.
All right, he's the director of operations, apparently.
He's the director of operations.
That's a fake job. That's a fake job.
It is a fake. It's like offensive assistant.
He's entering his sixth season on head coach Bruce Pearl's staff.
Where was he before this?
He's been all with Auburn the whole time because he's a director of operations, so he doesn't come and go like coaching staff.
Yeah, because nobody needs him.
No.
Nobody's going, I've got to have that guy.
No, director of operations is a pencil pusher.
Wait, what's the basketball count's wrong again? Get Chad Pruitt in here. Throw an offer to Chad Pruitt at Auburn.
Something's not operating. Do you want to call him? His number's on their website. It's his office number.
Let's wait till the finals.
Okay.
I think we may want to call him.
He seems like a good
guy.
He's
really nice. No, he's a good guy.
I didn't know she has two sisters, Mallory and Mary, too.
They're not as hot.
They aren't as hot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Kelsey's sisters aren't as hot either. Oops. That was disappointing.
All right. What am I looking for? The hangar, right?
It's the very end.
Oh, yeah, okay. go to the hangar. Oh, my God.
Man, now I know why you love this show so much, Brandon.
I don't watch it, but I really enjoy spending time with Kristen.
I got
to
say.
You have to like it. Because, you know, do you make Kristen watch a full football game with you?
No, but I mean, she'll. No.
Let me just ask you this. The one show that you've talked about the most recently is The Witcher. How many episodes of The Witcher did Kristen watch?
I don't think she watched any of that.
Oh, look at Victoria F. Oh, my God.
She didn't watch any?
No.
Did she watch The Outsider?
Why didn't she watch it with you? She wants to spend time with you.
Because she wouldn't like that stuff.
Look at Victoria.
It's not even close. Slow down, bonehead.
Look at that. Look at that knockout row. That's like Murderer's Row in The Bachelor. Ugh.
Is that Madison?
No, it was Hannah Ann.
Oh, she's hot.
Shannon Ann's pretty.
She's a psycho.
Is she a psycho?
You know what that means.
She seemed nice. What did I miss, Brandon? Was she part of Champagne Gate?
No, but on the very first episode, she interrupted three times. That's just creepy.
For a guy that doesn't watch the show, you certainly have corrected Drew a few times.
Well.
Okay, continue, Brandon.
I take good notes.
This is all we do is watch The Bachelor, by the way.
I love watching Bachelor. I love watching Bachelor. I love hearing you tell me about it. It's great.
Madison.
Look how serious
Madison.
He is.
Madison's so hot.
She is so hot.
She's going to win. She's a shoo-in.
Yeah. Madison, she should win.
Will you accept this rest?
Yes.
She's wearing fake eyelashes now. Big mistake. I hate those fake eyelashes. Did you notice, Brandon?
No.
They're terrible. Yes, she did. Don't lie. You and Kristen talked about it for 10 minutes. And now Kelsey.
See ya!
Oh, she's going to be pissed.
Does Victoria look
Plus the champagne bottle from over a year, and she lost.
Oh, that's her?
Victoria. That's Victoria.
Yeah.
That's Kelsey.
That's Champagne Gate?
Yeah, that's Champagne Gate.
He really looks pained.
Victoria.
Look at that side boob from Victoria.
You need to leave!
Victoria, mm-hmm. Can I accept this rose?
But she barely even smiled.
Does she look a little...
She's still mad.
She look a little Meghan Markle-esque?
Yeah.
Yes, she does. Yeah. Better act, though.
Same disposition.
Yes.
Oh, Chris Harrison looks like he was crying.
I think he was. I was crying.
Chris Harrison, or what's his name?
Chris Harrison. Like, you don't know.
He's nailed, like, a lot he's nailed of these
multiple,
chicks.
He has nailed all multiple right. losers.
Who dated who? Pull up Chris Harrison.
Oh, well, good one.
And see if he connects to Jeff Probst, because he nailed a couple Survivor chicks.
His team photo's frozen, though. He married a bachelor girl. Yeah, so his team photo's frozen. It's over.
Chris Harrison.
Does HR know that he did all this?
This is a bunch of bull crap. It just says his wife, Gwen, who he divorced in 2012 because he was nailing all the bachelorettes, Patty Mallett, I don't know who she is, Lauren Zima. This is not updated. I demand whosdatedwho.com update this because I know that he has slammed multiple bachelor chicks.
Yeah, from that other show. Wait, can I see Lauren Zima?
I don't know. Who is Lauren Zima?
She's from The Bachelor.
Did she create the Zima?
Yeah, she's the heir to the Zima fortune.
It only says she's slept with Chris Harrison. So I gotta say, she's not famous enough.
Zima, way ahead of its time.
Yes.
By the way.
What's that, mid-90s?
By the way.
Everyone laid fun of it, and now look what's hot, all these seltzers, alcoholic seltzers.
This is kind of weird here, but because Ryan Newman got into a big NASCAR crash last night.
Oh, we didn't mention that.
He's listed as the top recommended person on whosdatedwho.com.
What?
And just so we know, guys.
Wait, people are checking out who he nailed because he was in a car accident?
He's nailed Chrissy Newman, his wife since 01. And that's
man.
It. That was an insane crash. And Mark and I saw it live.
Yeah.
Maybe. Do you think people are looking at Who Dated Who, Ryan Newman, because his team photo's frozen if he dies?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
They want to see who might show up to the memorial service.
Wow. How's he doing, by the way?
Last I heard, he's doing well. He's awake, alert. But after that happened, with how long he was sliding in flames, I really thought he was really hurt. And then people gave Denny Hamlin shit for celebrating that he won.
You didn't know the guy was injured that bad, did he?
Of course he didn't.
Maybe he should have known.
No, but you know what? His staff.
He apologized,
probably,
didn't he?
His staff probably should have said, like, hey, it's very serious. So be serious.
Well, didn't he apologize, though?
He did. He did.
Okay. What more can you do?
But people are jerks. They jump right on you.
You know, that's why I was really surprised when I watched Aubrey First Huff and I was going, well, he's making a point there. These people that just are looking to be outraged. What's the matter with you? What is wrong? I mean, come on. Really?
Because they're not really outraged.
I know, but they just want to fuck with people. They want to tell on people. They want people to be hurt.
It's the same with trolls, yeah.
They were very mad at him for posting the picture of him and his sons at the gun range, but he's done other stuff,
which was
too.
Dumb. That was stupid. What did he say? He's teaching his kids to shoot in case Bernie Sanders gets elected.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a joke. I assume it's a joke.
In today's political climate, you can't make those jokes.
Stupid. I had no idea that I was going to find out.
Crazy Bernie.
Good one.
I feel stupid for not picking up on the fact that he's a Christian conservative. I thought he was just a trollish guy because he got in those fights
Is
with all those
people. Is Christian
to
be such a troll?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to judge.
No, he acts like it's a big part of his personality. So I'm a Christian. And yet, you know, he says, hey, you come at me, whammo.
Fuck you. Yeah, whatever.
How about turning the other cheek? Isn't that
never.
Terrible tiger.
Harvey Weinstein, by the way, the rape trial has ended the first day of deliberations.
Right.
And nothing?
No verdict. Nope. Start up at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Damn.
It's okay. They're just getting their... have they asked for anything from the judge?
I haven't heard anything. That fuck better be guilty.
He's got to be.
I don't know. I'm always scared at these things because every now and then somebody has an incredible defense team.
I'm scared.
And the jury hears all these crazy things they dig up, and there's all these red herrings, and the next thing you know, they go, there's one guy.
It only
just
takes
one.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing it. And then occasionally you get the person, like the Bobby Ferguson trial, where the person goes, I'm not saying guilty. You can talk to me all day and all night. I'm not saying guilty. And turned out, by the way, that she had a felony and shouldn't have been allowed in the jury in the first place. Yeah. But did they go back and just turn over the verdict? No. In fact, I don't even think she was punished for it.
Thanks for wasting our time.
Yeah. Shouldn't she? We should have billed her for the entire trial.
For all our time.
Yeah. Fuck. Bullshit. Okay, the boner line.
Oh, wow. I forgot.
Yeah. I almost did, too. I was so into The Bachelor. I wanted to talk about it all the time. I wanted to talk about it all the time. But I remember there was a boner line. And Lover's Lane brings you the boner line. Three ways to shop for all your sex essentials. The 35 store locations, loverslane.com, and the all new sexdrive.com. And the boner line is 209-66-BONER.
That one's for you, Drew.
Hey, boners.
What's up, boners?
What's up, boners?
What's up, boners?
This is the Fishman just returning the boner line dick measuring contest, where the caller said that he had seen 101 fish shows. Well, I just want to share that I have seen, personally, 115 fish shows.
Oh.
I've seen them perform 2,469 songs.
69.
In 18 different states, 29 different cities since 1996.
Go back to the 90s!
My first show was at the Palace, 11-9.
Good for you.
And I am planning on hitting 10 to 18 shows this year in 2020.
Nobody cares.
And I'm ready for a fish off.
Sure seems fishy.
I was wondering if anybody else out there listens
fishy.
And they have the preemptive drops in their head. For example, I was sitting at work the other day, quiet day, engineering people around.
Oh.
Had my AirPods in. Trudy mentions D. I yell out loud,
D's nuts!
I need to nominate the man on the street interview about Mel Tucker for the Cliche Hall of Fame, and he's strung together, I think, four cliches in four straight sentences. So he is my first nominee for the Cliche Hall of Fame.
He's a great recruiter, and really excited to see what he brings here. I think at the end of the day, we got our guy, and I think he'll be here for a while, and I think we'll see great things on the field.
Hey, I got to call out Brandon for the man bun. Well, I can't really call him out for the fat stage because currently in that stage.
He's a fifth.
I am picturing Brandon in line for the Oscar Mayer Wiener song, looking like Andy Reid at the punt, pass, and kick competition where he was 5 feet taller than everybody else there.
How old is this kid?
I got him separated at birth for you. Just listening to Mike Douglas say his dad's last word sounded a lot like Joe Namath talking
separated at birth. Michael Douglas and Joe Namath.
And I don't know if he was pulling my leg or not, but one of the last words that he said,
yeah, the
L's. Mike can get it done.
Oh, yeah!
Audio separated at birth, Stan and that muscle guy.
Yes, sir.
I know.
Hey, I got an audio separated at birth for you. The Olong Johnson cat and Misha Barton saying, oh, you're angry.
Whoa.
Oh, you're angry.
Audio separated at birth. The Kobe chick and the chick who says in the drop, don't start fighting with me.
Don't start fighting with Kobe.
Yeah, I got a separated at birth. The Tom Green kiss each other drop sounds like the actor from The Good Doctor.
No. I want you two to kiss each other.
I want to have sex with you.
I appreciate that Rage Against the Machine. They definitely pay their dues. They are the shit, but I'm going to rage against the Rage Against the Machine and not go to their show. There is no way in hell I am paying $150 per seat in the nosebleeds. Fuck all y'all. No way in hell will I ever pay that to see any bands.
Rage, rage. We're looking at money.
Now, why don't you guys play the Propecia drops anymore?
You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
Now, a lot of people did actually reach out, and they talked to me about that Oscar Mayer wiener.
Yeah.
Most people said, hey, I took my kid to that. They were three. And here I was, 13. I told you, I was the oldest dude.
How old were they supposed to be? I mean, was there a...
I don't remember, but someone literally, while the boner line was going on, sent me this video saying, hey, this is the Oscar Mayer wiener that you were at, Brandon. So keep your eyes peeled. You might see a lot of toddlers...
What?
And then...
What year is this?
1996, so I would have been 12.
Someone sent the video of the audition that you went to?
Just now.
So I'm
like
so
30
glad.
Seconds ago, I swear to God.
So glad this is on YouTube.
Let me see it.
Why would someone put it on
vocal
YouTube?
Cords, kids warmed up their vocal cords today in Warren, trying to become the top dog for a national hot dog company.
I thought I went to Troy, though.
Patricia DeRoss was there to watch the young hopefuls audition.
This is Alyssa. She's singing the wiener jingle today. Ladies and gentlemen, quiet on the set, please, and action.
Oh, I wish I were.
I'm glad we're watching the one at the wrong location.
That is what I'd like to be.
A familiar little ditty most of us probably sang as kids is still a popular trademark for the Oscar Mayer Company.
Damn it, they're all 4 years old.
A nationwide talent search to find a new voice for their hot dogs.
Brandon, what was your mom thinking?
Time out. I just saw a sign. It said, you must be, let's see.
Company.
Was this sign
who's
say?
Holding a
ages 3 through 12. So I must
old
have been
you?
Like 12. I was the oldest one there.
Nationwide talent search
not to mention
find a new
the man
voice
bun
for hot dogs.
We put a lot of fun and a lot of hard effort into getting a kid that likes to just come out and have fun and ham it up and really show
that was me.
A good time.
In the next 3 months, over 70,000 kids will audition. For some, it was
a
little
a
scary
at
first.
It's like I'm all freaked out and scared, but then after I just sung it and got it over with, it's like cool.
The talent I found may surprise
the same thing.
For a special treat. Here's an
array
of
hot dogs on the plate. And you got the mini wiener mobile.
Oscar Mayer wiener.
Oh, God.
That was
these guys have no talent.
Oh, I wish it was an Oscar Mayer wiener.
What a show.
If you're not fast-forwarding, I don't know why you're not.
And because if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
So sad. So terrible.
Wait, I
this,
did not.
This story has a ways to go?
I did.
That's been a slow news day.
Kidding me? I did not win.
That's terrible. These guys have no talent.
So,
wow.
But yeah, a lot of people, I was telling Mark when you went upstairs, Drew, that I got some emails from people that said, yeah, I took my kid. He was 4.
Look how much time was wasted. 70,000 people dragged their kid to that thing, and
bad.
One kid won, and
this
nobody
for all
cared.
The dudes on the stage, all y'all guests.
No. No.
That video has 112 views, which is about 112 too many.
Yeah,
112?
Well, it's just got an upvote.
Oh, my God.
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
Oh, my God.
And additionally, in that boner line, someone was yelling, a lot of people have been complaining about Rage Against the Machine because they're now
heard.
The man. And, you know, they have really, really expensive tickets.
Which is funny because aren't they donating the first 5 shows all to charity?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we talked about it. I think it's border control or something.
Are we talking about the same thing? Because I was hearing that people are mad because their political views are really intense.
Well, they've always been that way, though. That's the
why.
Band.
So why was somebody claiming that this is something that people didn't really know? It's like, what do you mean?
Who didn't know that?
I don't know. I just saw, I think somebody posted it on Facebook, and
it's
I was kind
of
confused.
The name of the fucking band. Duh. I mean, look at what most of the songs are about. Killing in the Name of is about police violence. And
The Bulls on Parade, that's about bulls.
I honestly, I couldn't.
No, is that,
I just didn't know where it came violence. From. I thought, is this really a thing or is this, I mean.
Well, that's the point. I mean, I don't know if that's why people like the man.
Okay, here's what they were doing. They were making fun of Gen Xers who are finding out that Rage and Machine is, you know, politically left. And now they're really mad that they bought tickets or I didn't understand it.
That's incredibly stupid.
I didn't understand.
I think probably because Gen Xers didn't care and don't care. Right, Brandon?
Hell no, because we're so fucking cool, bro.
Well, why would somebody pay that much for a ticket and be that bummed out to find out something so stupid? I mean, not everyone is that Pete Buttigieg voter.
And if anything, they could charge way more than $150. They haven't played in 20
well, they have
years.
Been. They have been. Some of those tickets are really expensive. The ones that you can find now, they're $250+.
So yeah. Are
they
you
could,
saying
they could have charged more?
Brandon, are you saying people are complaining about the ticket price?
Yeah.
Yes, that's the
well,
big
then
issue.
Then don't go.
For the fact that
I mean, if there's
exactly.
not demand for it, people
they're,
won't pay for
they're
it.
Supposed to be egalitarian.
And they hate capitalism.
Power to the people.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Is that the complaint? Am I misconstruing the complaint?
I'm guessing that's probably the bigger complaint.
That's the biggest complaint.
Well, it's
and that's
kind
what
of,
the boner line complaint was.
I get it.
It's too expensive.
Okay.
I would have paid it.
It is funny though when you are
exactly.
when you are against the man, but yet you have high ticket prices, people will point that out. That's been pointed out.
Is that against the man or is that just capitalism?
Well, the man is capitalism, man.
Why did
whoa,
the,
that was deep.
Why did the 2000 Beastie Boys Rage concert get canceled? Didn't somebody break a hand?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Enlighten me. Tell me more.
I don't know. My buddy was saying he was supposed to go, but it got canceled because someone busted their hand open. I don't know if that's true. Huh. If he lied. I don't know if he's a liar.
They should have used the 2002 ticket prices, technically.
You go to hell.
That's 20 years ago. I've wanted to see this band forever. This is my opportunity. I'm ponying up the money, and I'm going to have a damn good time.
Wait, Rage, those guys aren't that old, are they? I mean, they'll be out again, won't they? Wouldn't you think?
Well, no, but Zach just hasn't done anything.
Well, I think he's had side projects, but no one cares for them because they don't have that.
He hasn't had that many, though, has he?
And they're about, and they're in their 50s now. Tom Morello's 55.
Well, it's a good time to see him for sure. I mean, they're bound to be really pumped. A lot of times what happens when
so good.
There's hardly a band that is even close to this level of popularity that doesn't reunite at some point for the money, primarily. But usually the first time around, it's really good. And then they realize why they hated each other and broke up. And then it's a struggle after that.
Yeah, I always thought they always got along. It's just Zach. Look at Audioslave. It's Rage just minus Zach. Add in Chris Cornell.
But that's such a long time not to...
I got your answer, Brandon. It was the Rhyme and Reason 2000 tour.
Right.
And it also included, I guess, Green Day, Busta Rhymes, and Common. I didn't even know Common was around then. But Mike D hit a pothole while riding his mountain bike, injuring his right shoulder right before the tour is about to begin. So it was initially postponed while they recovered, and then it was canceled outright in mid-September, and then a month later... Zach announced his departure from Rage Against the Machine.
Damn.
There's a whole list here of 15 legendary tours that never were from Rolling Stone.
What else is on there?
Let's see. So that was number one. I think that was number one. Here, if you complete list. Guns N' Roses and NWA in 1991.
Whoa!
Kanye West and Lady Gaga, Fame Kills Tour, 2009.
Okay, whatever.
So these are tours that were announced, tickets were purchased, but they never went through with it?
Not all of them, so...
in some planning phase, probably.
Yeah, they got somewhere along the line. Genesis, Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, reunion with Peter Gabriel, 2005.
Ooh, that would be good.
Let's see. I guess Phil was really pushing that, Phil Collins.
Yeah, Peter Gabriel's never... seem to have any interest.
He said he's never ruled it out in 2013. But then he added, oh my God, is this not the most perfect Peter Gabriel quote about it? I'm trying to picture a time when it would top my priorities list.
He's a busy guy. He's a thoughtful, busy guy.
So Guns N' Roses NWA 91. That would have been a crazy tour. We were supposed to do a couple of shows with them, but our manager got too greedy. DJ Yella told Rolling Stone they wanted to give us 25 grand for 10 minutes, but our management wanted 50 grand, so it didn't work. Per 10 minutes. Zeppelin, the 1980s, part one in 1980.
Ooh.
It's Bonham.
Before Bonham died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At three weeks before we scheduled to open.
Ooh.
Madonna and Prince, the royalty tour. And that would have been 2016, I guess.
That could have never happened.
Well, he died, too.
No, I just don't think those two. Well, did they have it ironed out? They had it ready to go? Who was the headliner?
They had pitched the concept to both artists a few years before Prince's death. Madonna was immediately on board. Of course she was. Prince wasn't completely sold on it.
That's what I wondered.
Yeah. Bob Dylan, U.S. Prince? Blonde on Blonde Tour, 1966.
He toured a million times since then.
I don't know what's so special about that one, but I guess he had a motorcycle accident.
Oh, yeah, right. He was never.
You do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
He might never play again.
The Supremes Return to Love 2000.
With Diana and Mary Wilson and somebody?
Probably.
Mary Wilson, Cindy Bird song. And then at various points along the show, the later day Supremes would come on.
Oh, that shouldn't be on the list. Forget it. No Diana Ross.
No hologram of Florence, though. The Velvet Underground U.S. Tour 93.
That happened. Didn't it happen? Didn't they do a tour? Didn't they do a reunion tour?
They only made it 6 weeks of dates in Europe and the U.K. before John Cale soured on the whole experience.
Okay. Well, you know, as happens so many times, they remember what the problem was.
We could have done anything we wanted, but it all suddenly became an exercise in revitalizing the catalog instead of doing something that everybody would look up to us for and maintain the standards that we've had.
Oh, boy, it's pretty heavy.
Oh, of course. Michael Jackson, this is it.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask if John Lennon was in there, because he said he was going to tour when he came out with the last album.
Kanye West and Rihanna, 2015. Buffalo Springfield U.S. Reunion Tour, 2012.
What about McCartney in Japan? When he got busted.
Paul McCartney and Wings, Japanese and U.S. Tours, 1980 is the next one on the list.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Joy Division, the first U.S. tour.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that didn't work out.
No, it didn't work out too well.
XTC, the U.S. tour in 82. You were on an XTC kick lately, weren't
you? I like XTC.
And I think that's it. That's it.
Okay.
That's kind of a fun little list.
Yeah, I like those lists.
That Michael Jackson, this is it. Still the best press conference I've ever seen.
And we got to see the show because they made a movie out of it.
I think that's a great
one. I thought it was really good. I have to admit.
It was only 45 minutes, though.
45 minutes.
You forget, because of him staring at buttholes and beating off, that the guy was really talented at a time.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
I was thinking about him today because I heard... okay, I admit, I always talk about the Beatles. I was on the Beatles channel. By the way, I noticed Fish has their own channel. I'd forgotten about that. Oh. Fish has their own effing channel.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's 29
on
satellite.
Who gives a fuck?
Pearl Jam has their own channel.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Petty?
Petty does, yeah.
Elvis has his own channel.
Ozzy.
Springsteen has his own channel. Ozzy has his own channel?
Terrible. Well, it's Ozzy's Boneyard.
Wonder if Ozzy... Do you think Ozzy will ever get out there? The whole thing was canceled.
Canceled, yeah.
Yeah, which is really sad.
His thing goes in Europe.
Oh, add this one to that list.
Yeah.
Oh, the concert list, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Anyway,
that's right.
They were playing live from the BBC, which were a bunch of tracks they recorded at the BBC for radio, and then they put them out, you know, when there was no product left. And there were a lot of old songs that were covers they did, like Johnny B. Good, which Lennon sings. And I'm listening to that, and I'm thinking, God, Chuck Berry, amazing. Just his phrasing,
yeah,
that beat. And then, of course, I'm thinking about Chuck Berry. Pew! And the fact that most people listen, who can hear my voice right now, when they think of Chuck Berry, they think of peeing.
Yeah.
And peeing on prostitutes and recording women going to the bathroom and all that crazy, and tax evasion and having sex with minors. And I mean, it really sucks. I wish he could have been a little.
Nice legacy. He should have worried about his legacy when he was alive.
He did not. Hey, what? No cult news today? There is cult news today.
Which cult?
The Michigan cult. Good question. About Provost Martin Filbert.
Yeah.
That Michigan paid a $200,000 settlement to a laid off employee because he felt that he was laid off to keep a female that the provost, who was not the provost at the time, was banging.
He never said he was banging, though, in the settlement.
He
said he preferred her.
Had an inappropriate relationship.
The plaintiff was not claiming there was a sexual relationship.
You're in the cult,
just
bro.
Saying. Just
it
saying.
Seems.
Going through the facts.
He also showed the employee that was let go, a nude photo of the woman, which the defense.
What's he complaining
said,
about?
The University of Michigan defense said was a joke.
Yeah.
They also said all the touching and ass squeezing in the. Office was horseplay.
Good so, one.
It seems like these things almost have a script.
I know. They do. They do.
And you know what else I noticed? Because
what a mess.
It immediately reminded me of the, what's the guy's name? The dean at Michigan State.
Stremple.
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 Who
William.
Was allowed to retire.
Mm-hmm.
He got retirement. Filbert is being paid. He's not been let go.
Paid
20
leave.
Accusations.
And he makes $540,000, doesn't he?
70. 570.
570, yeah.
More than 20 women have made accusations, including women who say that they wanted to say something. He was known for his overtures and sexually charged comments, but they felt they couldn't report him because they would be retaliated against. And in 2009, when a woman did report it, they... he was being promoted for provost, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody in that world put out a response that's, I can find it. But, I mean, this thing just goes on and on and on.
Did you hear some of the
standard blow off?
Did you hear some of the things he said to these people, these off-color things. I thought they're pretty inappropriate. I can't believe they have tape of them.
Does being a whore make you nervous?
Why would he say such a thing?
Why would you want to be with the hoe?
Oh, that's terrible.
I think
you're a carpenter's dream. You're flat as a board and easy to screw.
At least he changes his voice a little bit. That classroom seemed to enjoy it.
I suspect
you should kick this dude's ass, man. Don't just sit there, man, and dump that ugly, nasty bitch right next to you, man.
I think what's going to happen is now they have someone, an outside firm,
yeah,
going over this. So we're going to hear all these things.
Yeah, and he'll just, well, you don't think he'll just quietly be removed and paid off?
Yeah, he'll be given retirement, won't he?
Yeah.
Anyway, there was some vicious response to this chick who reported something he said to the effect that, I can't remember. It was just,
you
was
go bad. To hell!
But anyway, for some reason, this doesn't seem to get a lot of attention. And
what are you talking about? It gets tons of attention.
I haven't heard anything about it from
you. On the front page for like a month.
When it's the Michigan State dean, it's all I hear about.
This was not.
Shut up. It's all you hear about.
Are you part of the cult? Are you in a trance right now?
I mean, you're talking about just bad comments versus enabling a sexual.
I find your belief offender, system but fascinating.
By the way, the.
I'm just saying.
The guy that got so mad because. What did I say? Is that a nice win for the cult? And
yeah.
I put a picture up of Michigan celebrating being Michigan State. And he went loony on Twitter.
Oh, he left some messages on the voter line, too.
He's not donating his $10 anymore. And that.
Oh, I love that person.
That he, I don't know, it was like, what? And I responded to him. And then he apologized. He sent an email, apologized. He has since sent me a direct message saying that he went back to January the 5th when Michigan State beat Michigan and that I didn't tweet anything.
See, you hate Michigan. That's fine. I've accepted it.
No,
I'm Michigan on his side. I mean, I've known this for a while.
No, he says I hate Michigan State because I didn't tweet out that they beat. Did attention. They beat Michigan January 5th?
Yeah,
I don't even remember.
Destroyed them. Yeah, I mean, Livers was out. So,
it's all my fault.
Stupid.
And I'm like, wow, somebody went through
keeping
my
score.
Twitter.
Yeah.
And somebody else emailed. They said,
"Hey, Drew, this is Kevin that posted on your Twitter from last
Are you okay?
Of the Michigan State game. It's just so funny because this is the second time Michigan State have played. Remember the first time when they played? It was January 5th.
No, I don't.
Look at your Twitter on January 5th. You didn't post a thing about Michigan State winning. When Michigan wins, you got to tweet up all about it.
Tweet up. Nice win for the cult.
You're in the cult too, bro. You're in the cult too, bro.
That would
now,
be.
To your defense, I remember that game, maybe because there was a little MyBookie action on it, and I believe it was a Sunday, and we were recording. We started right after that game ended. So, to your defense, you were prepping.
I think I would have tweeted something if I had been in front of the TV.
That's what I mean.
I would have taken a picture of the TV like I always do.
And I think you came down, and because I was watching it, and I was, believe it or not, really intense about the game for some reason. And you're like, oh, the game started already. I think you were thinking it was a football game. And I said, no, Michigan State. So, you weren't aware the game wasn't on that day
because
you were busy.
What a story, Mark.
Thank you.
I think his evidence is as powerful as Macaulay Culkin, who has revealed that, you know, Michael Jackson never molested me. Therefore, he didn't molest anyone.
Yep. I fight that logic.
Why is Macaulay Culkin not a little more open-minded than to think that if Michael Jackson didn't molest one child, he couldn't have molested any other children?
That's a pretty compelling argument, though. You don't think?
Well, I guess Macaulay Culkin certainly thinks he's hot, man.
Kieran Culkin would sleep on this side. Macaulay Culkin's on this side.
At the end of the episode, we have to
play. That is the most ridiculous assumption.
We have to play Dave Chappelle talking about Jackson in the last one because he brings up Macaulay Culkin. He buys that argument.
Oh, Chappelle does?
Well, I mean.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
He got a lot of shit for it, too.
There's a new Soul of Detroit recorded today.
Yeah, notes are in already. I'm just overwhelmed by that.
Darcy was here from the Free Press.
Darcy McConnell.
And I've seen her byline on many, 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 many stories. And I love the topic. I'm not even going to say what it was, but I thought it was a cool topic.
Yeah, I thought she was great.
Did they get into it? Was there Was it completely one-sided?
No, I thought she made a lot of good points.
I'll just give it away. They were talking about, among other things, they were talking about Snoop Dogg, Gayle King, Lisa Leslie, Kobe, and that thing has so many different angles. It's like, wow.
Darcy is a black woman, so, you know, different look at it than maybe ML would have.
Yeah, I'm actually very curious. She said she's very hard on herself. She wouldn't tell me if it went well or not. ML said it did.
I thought it went really well.
Yeah, I thought it would too.
Respect the family and back off.
No Sean today.
No Sean today.
Sean, well, thoughts and prayers. Yeah.
Where's Sean?
I don't know. He called right before and said he had an issue he had to take care of. So
that sounds heavy.
Yeah. No, it sounded very heavy. So we didn't have our debate on our. And I thought we had a great topic too for Sean coming
in. He's got diarrhea.
Oh, what was the topic going to be? What was the grand debate?
The International Women's Day broadcast on NBC Sports Network.
I almost forgot. Yeah, Brandon told me today that it was announced that the NHL is having an all-female NHL game broadcast.
It's not the NHL doing it. It's NBC Sports, for whatever that's worth.
Okay, so the NHL has nothing to do with it?
I don't think so. I think it was their decision. It's kind of funny. It's being produced by two women, too, and the one woman who's producing.
The camera people are all going to be women.
Seriously?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, no? Okay.
I just know the play-by-play, the two analysts, the production, that's going to all be women.
The in-studio host. But the person who came up with it is one of the female producers.
Well, it's for International Wednesday.
I give her credit for coming up with the idea to make sure she gets to be the producer on it. It seems a little transparent.
I just think it's one of those things where, you know, I'll probably see some video and some audio, and you know, I would imagine the broadcast will be. There's no reason a woman can't do a hockey game. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, no shit.
In terms of the technical part.
So instead of pandering for one day, instead of pandering to them, why not have them broadcast more games? Why not have them produce more games?
Or not make a big deal out of it where everyone's waiting for it. And yeah. They go, yeah, there's women doing it. I'm going to watch it. Women are doing it. It's all women.
What did you call it, Brandon?
That cut was terrible.
Brandon had a great description of it.
Well, here's the thing. Personally, I think that when this game airs, you're going to go on Twitter and you're going to see a lot of individuals who are just maybe poking fun at it. And then you're going to see some that are maybe high profile, maybe a blue check mark, maybe a former player.
Maybe a former San Francisco Giant.
Maybe a former Chicago Blackhawk.
Yep.
Like Jeremy Roenick. But
oh, good point.
Yeah, I'm thinking that somebody is going to make a comment and it's going to piss people off and they're going to be canceled for it. So, in essence, I believe the International Women's Day NHL all-female broadcast team, I think it's a cancel trap.
It is. It's like, remember when Sarah Palin said, it was a gotcha question, which was so ridiculous.
This is a gotcha game.
It's a gotcha game. It is. No, you're right. Somebody is going to say something that some people really don't like, and they're going to make a big deal out of it, and somebody's going to be patrolling Twitter to see, okay, who says something I don't like?
It's entrapment.
Yeah. Who doesn't appreciate this wonderful thing? That's usually the problem, I think, is that most,
I'm just saying.
A lot of people assume that women doing a hockey game, women being all the announcers, that's wonderful. How could anyone not like it? And the fact is, everyone doesn't always see it the same way.
Why not just hire them to work other games based on their merit instead of having one special game where they all get to? Why not have kids do it on Kids Day? Right? Why not have an all-Irish broadcast on St. Patrick's Day? I don't know.
All brothers.
Yeah.
All black women.
Sure.
Why not?
It's just, I don't know. Hire them based on their merit. Give them a shot.
I must admit, I'm looking forward to the game already. I'm pumped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll take a look at it. After that happens, we'll see. And then, hey, maybe we'll come back to this audio on today's show and say, hey, called it.
Well, I wonder.
Cancel trap.
And maybe for the women's Final Four, they'll have an all-male broadcast
with
male ref.
Well, let's see. Should there be an over-under on cancellations due to the all-woman broadcast? I'm going to say the over-under's one at the moment.
Yeah, I'd say one.
One and a half.
Yeah.
One and a half?
Who knows one's going to happen?
Jeremy Roenick.
Two happen?
It seems like there's got to be one.
It's going to be Brandon.
No, I'm not going to even watch the game. But because it's the Blues against the Blackhawks. I'm not really too interested in that right now. To tell you the truth, I'm a huge hockey fan. But the last couple years, some of it's due to our last gig where, you know, when we were doing sports and you were required to watch sports, it took a lot out, like, out of my fandom.
Sucked.
That kind of sucked. And it also blows that this team that I grew up with for 20 years being the most dominant team, it was so fun. Now they suck, and I understand, oh, you're not a real fan because you're not a big fan of them when they suck. I am a fan of them, but they're not fun to watch when they're getting blown out there in dead last. So,
who wants to be a fan of a team that sucks?
I'm not going to watch it, but I'm going to keep an eye out to see if anybody gets in trouble. But before we get too far away here, going back to Aubrey Huff real quick, his big issue against the woman that's being hired is that he feels that there's former players, there's people in the minors coaching who really deserve this job. What do you think about that? Do you think
dismisses the fact that she does. That's basically saying she doesn't deserve the job, though.
That's what he's saying.
I would have a hard time believing there isn't some hardworking guy in the minor leagues who has worked his way through the system. Maybe. I don't know.
But he's implying that no matter what, this woman doesn't deserve the job, and she's just getting it because she's a woman. I don't know anything
even know what her job is, and I don't know who she is. But there's probably a lot of people who've been around the game a long time.
I personally think
are they making the job for her? Maybe it's just a job that wouldn't exist otherwise.
Yeah, but he's dismissing it and saying that she's getting it solely because she's a female. And maybe that's true. Maybe
I'm not
it's
sure.
Not.
I'm going to guess that there wasn't a job. That the Giants wanted to be proactive in diversifying their coaching staff.
I think there's three things. One,
we're a little more progressive and ahead of the curve here in San Francisco.
And number two.
Of course they are.
Let's run it again. Run it again. Let's go.
Also in San Francisco. And then three, I really think it's damage control for the CEO pushing his wife around.
I'd forgotten about that.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Her name is Alyssa Knockin. She's 29 years old. I'm sure once I look her up, she's going to be like some huge superstar softball player.
Well, the thing that sucks about this, and I was telling you this, Drew, is, and I fell victim to it too, when ESPN on Sunday Night Baseball hired, what's her name? The softball player. What the hell's her name? Now I'm drawing a total blank.
Oh, the one that's in the booth?
Yeah.
With A-Rod?
And everybody was like, oh, that's just hiring her because she's a woman. And maybe that's true, but
Mendoza,
you know what?
Jessica Mendoza. She's good.
She's very good.
Yeah, but that's broadcasting. This is...
I understand that.
This is hitting. This is coaching. She is a coach. She is the very first female coach in Major League Baseball history. And she played college softball for the Sacramento Hornets, and she had a .304 batting average. She's got a bachelor's degree in psychology.
304 in softball?
She's 29. You know, I think there's probably 50-year-old guys who were former players, and they've been working themselves through single-A ball as managers.
That's not what they...
They weren't
competing with her, in my opinion.
This is very similar to Katie Sowers. Is Katie Sowers that her name?
Katie Sowers.
So Katie Sowers has started as
an
intern.
Let's run it again. Run it again. Let's go.
Oh, she was an intern?
Yeah, that's how she started, worked her way through that. Alyssa Knockin also started as an intern for the Giants.
Okay, and she does have a master's degree in sports management.
But so she is not. I get it. She's not in the dugout during games.
Right.
She is basically an offensive assistant. But she is the first full-time female coach.
Mm-hmm. I just think that...
So it's not taking a job away.
I just think that Aubrey First Huff is upset about the fact that he feels that there's other people who would love that opportunity are former players.
But it's not taking a job away. There's a 7-coach maximum. They already have 7 coaches. They just added her to basically be...
Well, I think his point is that if they're going to add a coach, they should add the next most deserving person.
Yeah, but by the way he said it makes it seem like she wasn't deserving. Maybe she wasn't.
I think Aubrey Huff was just popping off. And honestly, if people were just allowed to pop off and just went to the moon like most things people say, it wouldn't be a big fucking deal. Because a lot of people think the same thing he thinks.
And he also had, good luck with that!
Now, this is what he said to her.
You suck at softball and you suck at life!
Well, the dumbest thing he said in that entire interview was, I don't think men should be coaching women's sports either. I mean, don't they get enough of women?
He's a gender segregation. I think that was a joke.
He has no brain filter,
That was clearly a joke, though.
And that's why San Francisco can't have him at this thing. They just feel like he's going to pop off, make them look bad.
They don't want him there.
They don't want any more of this anti-women stuff after their CEO pushed his wife on camera.
Well, personally, I think Aubrey Huff's going to be okay, and I think we'll all be okay.
Yeah, because so. it
was mildly entertaining.
He's making it into a big thing.
Well,
he said he didn't want to go.
Is he really making it into a big thing because he announced that he's not invited?
I thought so, with that giant letter, yeah. Nobody would have known about
Wait,
it.
Wait, was that his letter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if you're not invited to a championship, I mean, if you're essentially being cut from a championship team he was on, doesn't that require some, I mean, it's real nice if he'll just shut up and not show up, but he never shuts up.
I'm going to ask Denny this on Thursday, because I know that there's been times where Denny McClain.
Yeah, is he allowed to come to the Tigers event?
He has been to many Tigers events.
He's been to many, but
I think he's been excluded, too.
I think there's also been times where he's been excluded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, it's so easy to, like, A-Rod. Why would A-Rod, if this guy shouldn't be invited, why should A-Rod be invited? A-Rod did so many fucked up things when he was lying about steroids.
Well, I think the real question is, would the Giants invite Barry Bonds back?
Wait.
Did Bonds win a World Series?
When did Bonds
no,
retire?
No, but for anything.
Yeah, Bonds was on a World Series.
Oh, he wasn't, was he?
No, he wasn't. He was, they lost to the Angels that one year.
Yeah, they lost to the Angels.
Yeah, it was a great series.
When Baker's brat got in the way.
Despite his four home runs.
Remember that?
Yeah. It wasn't he walked about 20 times in that series, too?
Yes.
He had 30, wow, that offseason alone.
Barry Bonds, isn't he persona grata with the Giants?
Yeah.
Doesn't, okay.
I think he was a coach. He took a job from a woman.
Didn't he do some mean things to women, too? Remember the chick that wrote the book? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
Is Jeff Kent allowed to come back?
Oh, he lied about an injury, didn't he?
Well, plus I think he was not a good locker room guy either.
Well, I mean, that's what I mean. There's assholes on every team. Aubrey Huff is
really none bigger than Aubrey.
Available on Twitter.
Jeff Kent never won a series either.
All right. Well, I'm sick of the Giants now. Let's get this thing out of here. Skedaddle. And let's see. There's something exciting coming up, and I will tell you in 1 second. Just got news today.
What is it?
It is. Okay, exciting to some, I should say. I think it's exciting. Dave Mason from Traffic is coming to town, and we're going to talk to him on Monday. Those of you rock dogs or those of you classic rock dogs, I love Traffic myself. And it wasn't just because Steve Winwood was in Traffic. The Traffic was great. Traffic had a really talented bunch of guys. Jim Capaldi, Dave Mason, and that sax horn player whose name I can't think of, and a couple other guys who contributed, but Traffic was, I don't know, for some reason, I feel like people don't talk about Traffic enough. They're the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Low Spark of High Heel Boys, that's got to be one of the longest songs ever played on the radio, and it did get airplay at one time, isn't it? I think it's 18 minutes long or 20 minutes long or something.
Mason was in Fleetwood Mac, too.
He played with a bunch of people, didn't he?
Yeah, and he had a hit on his own, too. He wrote Feeling All Right.
Is that because people think of Winwood with
Blind Faith?
Blind Faith, instead.
Traffic produced much more
music. Is
it
because everyone just hates Traffic?
A
terrible band
maybe.
Name. Just want to say that.
Blind
Bad
Faith
band.
Only did one album with an underage girl nude on the cover.
Eh.
So I don't know why Traffic would get less attention than Blind Faith, except that Eric Clapton isn't in it. But Traffic's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they mighty well should be. And Dave Mason's coming to town. We'll tell you more about it. And we'll talk to Dave on Monday. So we'll see you tomorrow.
Michael Jackson has been dead for 10 years, and this nigga has two new cases. And if you haven't watched that documentary, then I'm begging you, don't watch it. It's fucking gross. Turns out, Michael Jackson allegedly likes a long gander at the anus. They said he stares at people's buttholes. That's what they said. That's how gross the documentary was. I'm going to say something that I'm not allowed to say. But I got to be real. I don't believe these motherfuckers. I do not believe it. But let me qualify the statement. I am what's known on the streets as a victim blamer. Dang, Michael Jackson was molesting children. Well, what were those kids wearing at the time? I know more than half the people in this room have been molested in their lives. But it wasn't no goddamn Michael Jackson, was it? This kid got his dick sucked by the King of Pop. All we get is awkward Thanksgivings for the rest of our lives. You know how good it must have felt to go to school the next day after that shit? Hey, Billy, how was the weekend? How was my weekend? Michael Jackson sucks my dick. And that was my first sexual experience. If I'm starting here, then sky's the limit.